starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Say baby, hey. Girl say.
Oh. You realize how many guys I've coached against that either played for me or coached for me? I mean, goddamn, I'd be an emotional wreck if I had emotions for every goddamn guy that I coach against that's played or coached or whatever. I mean, hell, I've had Jimmy Cruz. And goddamn, Jimmy played for me, was a great player, and coached for me for about 8 years. Christ, I should have gone to damn and said, okay. And goddamn, I should have been just emotionally drained, for Christ's sake.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio. The next time you need light bulbs, look to Sylvania for all your home lighting needs. I do.
I'm mad. I am mad enough. And yet still very self-conscious that I'm going to write a book. And I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe. And I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So what?
Young lady, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river.
Don't tell me they're just sitting, like, letting the audience just stand out there like that. Oh, my God. Okay. So let's hurry, y'all. Seriously. This is retarded. They told me they were going to do a van. Oh, no. What are they doing? Let me see. Oh, my band is destroyed. I grew. I thought they were going to... I know. Well, I'm just not going to just stand out. I thought they were going to... Okay, thanks.
When I open the curtain, I see this gentleman sitting on a service cart, sitting down, with his hands down to his ankles, relieving himself. And I said, sir, this is not a bathroom. Excuse me, sir, this is not a bathroom. Imagine a small room and a grown man defecating in that small room and spreading it all over. Imagine that smell. You can't hide it. It was very bad. Very bad.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
I've had it out this here with the likes of you people!
And at this point, there you go, there's the applause. And then,
well, what's going on?
The guys should come in at this point, right?
No. I just think we could go on the road once without having to deal with those people.
They were flying in first class today. Let's roll Robbie's intro.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Hey, stereo. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Below Sea Level and all the ships at sea. Nice. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Joe, I'm sure you're running that music at a nice level, but it sounds to me like the music needs to be, there you go. We need to be swimming in the music, baby. And let me say, it's the Don and Mike Show new episode on this Friday. April 3rd. Phone number 877-365-3636. And you know, I'm not going to give it up the Canadian number because I found out the Canadians are not with us in the war.
That's true.
Welcome aboard, Don.
So that number is now vetoed.
Well, you know, there are lots of Canadians that are actually supporting us.
I read, Mike, in the newspaper today that the guy who does Hockey Night in Canada, the guy Mike Myers did in Wayne's World or whatever the movie was.
He's against it?
Or no, the Russell Crowe movie, Mystery Alaska.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, the guy who was on Hockey Night in America, he got on and said, hey, we shouldn't be getting down on the Americans. This war is right, and anyway, they censored him.
Oh, really? Yeah. That sucks.
Wow. So, F Canada, I know that's a South Park thing, and that's the phone number. And,
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz. And there's the end
one, sir.
It doesn't run quite as smoothly when I'm not there pressing the buttons. Yeah. But let me say, that was okay, Joe. Welcome to the Fish Out of Water show.
Welcome.
I promise you this, that today's show, probably more so today than Monday, but today's show will be awkward.
No.
Because we are in New Orleans, we're at the Final Four, the NCAA Final Four, and we're surrounded
by radio people.
By sports DJs.
And sport, you know, we don't like being surrounded by DJs to start with, but sports DJs, it's even worse.
Now, I like yelling about Westwood One, and rightly so, because they stink, but they've got us at a nice location, and we are like the premier show next to the fat guy from New York who's sitting across from us. Other than them, we seem to be the only show, that's the Mike and the Mad Dog show, we seem to be the only shows here that Westwood One
speaking of fat, I'm
cares about.
Stuffed.
We
already ate. You know, we had a big, like, large lunch. I could use a nap right now.
But Charlie's eating again.
Well, I will tell you, well, hold on. Before I tell you my food story, again, I've got a good one. We're here at the Final Four, and basically, here are the guests.
The finest football teams around the country have whittled themselves down to the last four college football teams.
Here are the guests. Everybody knows, Rob, it's hockey. The guests that we have turned down today.
Mm-hmm.
And you sports fans.
Gordie Howe?
You sports fans will know these names and know that we will not have Mike Jarvis on the show. We will not have Bobby Kremins on the show. I know these guys.
They're coaches, right?
Georgia Tech, Mike Jarvis, the Red Storm.
I sat next to a coach on the plane.
Yeah, you did.
The coach at Temple, the Temple Owls.
John Chaney
was sitting next to me, and boy, did we chat.
He's not on my list. John Thompson.
Nothing.
Now, if we have John Thompson on the show, here's the thing.
Wasn't he doing a show?
Well, he does like a one-hour show. If we had John Thompson on the show, the former coach of Georgetown, all we would do is make fun of him because we destroy his show in the ratings every day in Washington,
so
D.C.
So we can't. Who else did you turn down?
Well, a lot of guys I never heard of. Pat Kennedy, Bob Thompson.
Patricia, you mean, is that Eunice?
No. Bob Hoffman, Tom Sullivan, Rob Barnes. I'll tell you, the two guys that I heard that I wanted were Coach K. No. Bob Knight is the general.
We are the basketball.
Coach,
why are we
K,
here? Why are we here?
Coach K is Mike Krzyzewski from Duke.
I knew that.
I know you knew that, but
and I recognized the coach coming into the hotel, right?
Don Chaney. Yes, you did.
Thank you.
And I thought he was fatter.
He looked kind of cool. He just looked like a country star.
Anyway, I've turned down all of these guys, and we're going to hold out for Coach K or Bobby Knight.
John Wooden.
Yes, he's going to get himself out of the casket and come here. I know he's still alive, but he's hanging on by a thread, and I dig that about him.
Charlie, we just had a large meal, and you're eating. What are you eating?
Nancy is supposed to be on the show at some point today. Also, B Squared, Bonnie Bernstein on the show. But beyond that, as far as
Bonnie Bernstein's supposed to be on the show?
Yes. And boy, am I glad I lost the weight.
You're an ass.
I know I am. Sorry. I'm sorry. That was mean.
You know, you're going to motivate me now. I'm going to lose a pound.
All I can say is, today's going to be a regular show.
Okay.
We're going to do the BJ stuff. We have the low-budget Jeopardy. We have the news and the comments. Mm-hmm. And if some of the basketball stuff happens to work its way in, well, let it happen. And this weekend we'll be living in New Orleans, going to the casinos. Now, I don't want to tell you what hotel we're staying at. Duh. But the hotel that we're staying at,
great.
I said, oh, I do have a wonderful room. I really... you guys have nice rooms?
No.
Maybe it's because I'm on the smoker's floor.
I opted for... they gave me a choice of two double beds and a view on a high floor, or a king-size bed with no view on a low floor. I opted for the king-size bed on a low floor with no view.
Should have gone for the double bed.
Really?
I got a double
bed.
I like
to spread out, though.
But I got a double bed in a smoking room that looks right out on the river.
Let me tell you something about myself. Normally, when I'm on the road like this, I need a king-size bed, okay?
No, I understand.
There you go.
So when I get to the lobby of the hotel that we're staying at, I'm thinking, now I know our listeners, and I know that, you know, we know whenever we travel that they track us down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they know that I'm going to use the name Danny Ocean as my fake name.
Right.
So I don't use...
he's supposed to use fake names?
We've not announced the hotel we're staying at, right. So...
well, now... it's over now.
Why?
Well, they'll find out.
Well, you should probably change your name. So let me just say that I am not registered under the name Danny Ocean. I will write down the name now of the celebrity that I did register as, okay. And I'm following this up now. Okay?
Not Danny Ocean.
Not Danny Ocean. This is the name that I registered under.
Gotcha.
Okay, so, having said that, I registered under a celebrity's name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just sitting in my room. I had ordered some kind of a salad. What, who, is this who you're going to register as mine?
Yes. Yes.
F of the mountain. Okay.
I am F. F of the mountain.
I was going to... well, I shouldn't say this because I might change it to... you ever watch Saturday Night Live, Brian Fellow? Brian Fellow's Animal Safari?
No.
Anyway, it's like... it's an in-living color thing.
Why does it feel like we've changed more significant time zones with this broadcast?
When they do the two snaps up, anyway, it's a black guy and he's acting gay and he's got a safari hat on. And the whole thing is they bring animals out and he goes, I do not like that parrot. I'm Brian Fellow.
I understand. And then that was also Timothy Meadows that did that character?
No, it's the... Mike, all the black guys on Saturday Night Live are the same. But it's...
Tracy Morgan.
Garrett Morris.
So I was going to use Chris Rock. I was going to use that name, but I ended up using a famous Hollywood celebrity's name.
Mm-hmm.
I got a knock on my door about 2:15 East Coast time, and it was a beautiful arrangement of flowers,
mm-hmm.
along with a gigantic bucket full of Miller Lite.
Really?
Very and nice. I'm thinking... well, now this must be something that all the DJs are getting.
Mm-hmm.
But as it turns out, no, it's not. It's a special to my room,
right.
With the following note. Hi, name of celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
We're the Miller Lite Cat Fight Girls. We just wanted to say hi. We hope you enjoy the beer because it tastes great. No, because it's less filling. Love, Tanya Bollinger. And Katrina Baker.
Wow, look at that. I'm looking right at that note.
So these dumb whores...
do you think they think you're the real guy? Well, you've got to get them up to your room.
Well, can you imagine the disappointment? When they
you just say that the camera makes you look different.
Well, I'm not going to say the camera is totally distorted.
I'm without my makeup, man.
So anyway, I thought that was funny. That is
pretty amazing.
That the word is spread through the hotel that a major Hollywood star is staying at the hotel.
Hi, George.
And the Mike.
What?
Oh. We weren't going to announce who it was.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I got totally caught up with that note. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Now I got to change it from George Costanza.
You said you were going to change it anyway.
No, I wasn't going to change it.
You said you were going to change it to that guy.
Which guy?
Brian Fellows.
Well, no, I couldn't say that because we've announced that one on the radio.
Right.
But no one would think you'd use it because you've already said you wouldn't.
Ah, well, anyway. Now we're even for the fat thing.
No, we're not. It's not even in the same. I mean, it was just a simple mistake. It wasn't a calculated, demeaning comment.
So anyway, I thought that was funny that those the girls from the ads
think
that, you know.
Maybe they'll come back.
He's staying in the hotel. So here we are, and let me just say that when we left Reagan National Airport today to come to New Orleans, what, Mike?
Nothing.
Well, no, what?
I'm goofy. I don't know. I had too large a meal. That's the problem. I've eaten my New Orleans fare. Go ahead. When we left here, you were telling a story.
We left Reagan National Airport. I'm used to being the guy that they pull out of line and say, take your shoes off.
Right.
Now, I was hoping that today they'd say, take your shoes off, because I've got to tell you about the toenail.
Right.
But they didn't ask for the shoes to come off today.
Huh.
They did request that I take my belt off and my watch off before I walk through the metal detector. Then as we get done with the screening process, they say, is this your bag? And I said, yes. They said, do you mind if we open it up? I said, certainly not. They opened the bag.
Certainly not.
And two of America's finest freedom fighters who are there to guard us against the enemy, they pulled out two cans of Slim Fast. And they held them up and looked at them. Each of them looked at it and then looked at me and looked back and looked at me and then said, what is this? Now, keep in mind, it says Slim Fast.
Right.
I said, it's Slim Fast. And the guy said, and that is, I said, it's a diet drink.
He didn't understand what it was?
Wow. No, and then the guy said, okay, well, I got to check it. And I said, well, I don't know how you're going to check it, because if you open it, it doesn't have a lid that recloses it.
Yeah.
So what the guy did was he took the can and just held it up to his ear, I swear to God, and shook it to make sure that there was liquid inside.
Showing the whole world that you're having Slim Fast.
Then, yeah, well, which is fine.
Right.
Then they're going through the other stuff in my bag, and they come to the cigars. And I got about 20 cigars with
me. 20?
Yeah. And the guy says to me, well, we're going to be here for 4 days.
Right.
The guy says, why you got so many cigars? I say, well, you can never have enough cigars. Why do you have so many? I said,
that's an interesting question, yeah.
I said, because I like one particular kind of cigar, and if you go out of town and you find a store that has them, they charge you like 5 times retail price.
Right.
Guy said.
So you gave him the answer.
Guy said, why you got so many cigars?
Uh-huh.
And I said, I just told you why. And now this is the same guy that has picked up my can of Slim Fast.
So he's grilling you.
Right. Same guy fighting terror who has picked up my can of Slim Fast and held it up and shook it to his ear. Now he wants to know how many days I'm traveling.
Well, I think maybe the reason he's grilling you about the cigars and the Slim Fast, you got two things that you could actually put stuff in.
A knife or...
You know, you could, like, put something in the Slim Fast.
But they've run them through the metal detector.
Yeah.
They've run them both through the metal detector.
That's right. True.
So now the guy is...
Did he not like you, do you think? Or?
I don't know. How could you not like me?
Come on.
So then he says, how long are you going to be gone? And I said, we'll count in today.
Just the rest of the afternoon, and I will be smoking 20 cigars.
5 days.
And drinking
now, I, you know, I've been trained. I don't give any back talk.
Right.
I answer all of the questions.
Right.
I say Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Going to New Orleans, that's five days. He says, so you're going to have 4 cigars a day? I said, probably not. said, I always bring many more than I end up smoking.
Well, he's probably confused by your hoarding instincts when it comes to cigars. Yeah. You know you're a little weird about the cigars. How many do you currently have in your possession at home?
At home?
Because, man, the last time I asked you this question was probably a year ago.
Over 1,000.
1,000 cigars, just in case you might run out.
Yeah. Right. And I'm always ordering more to make sure that I got back
a stockpile
of the stuff I like.
When it gets that low, yeah.
So then we get past the Slim Fast, and we get past the cigars, and then he wants to know, where are the lighters? And I said, the lighters are in the other bag in with the underwear and the shorts. He said, I'm going to need to see those, too.
Oh, no.
Now, keep in mind, you have guys. Now, I might not be the Aryan, all-American, blonde-haired, blonde-haired, blue-eyed guy you're looking for.
Right.
But I've seen guys who look like Saddam Hussein who are walking right through this checkpoint.
Sure.
They're walking, I mean, there are guys in turbans that are walking.
Yeah, but
by.
They don't have 20 cigars in their luggage.
But me, the guy's stopping me, and he's giving me the 20 questions, and then the worst thing happens in the world. My wife calls me, and the phone rings. And the phone rings playing the Batman song.
Did he grill you about that?
That's when he decided to let me off the hook.
Sure. Why do you have a Batman thing playing, sir?
That's when he figured out
right.
that I'm harmless. He said, as he was going through my bag, going into the underpants bag, thank God, clean underpants,
yeah.
to see where I had a couple of big lighters, I know, made by the French, we'll deal with that later.
Went into the underwear. Is this a cigar, sir? Oh, I'm sorry.
At that point, the phone rings, and he says, oh, hey, that's funny that your phone plays Batman. And I said, yeah. And then he said, ah, have a nice trip.
So that was that's the thing that clinched it for him.
Wow. That was it.
Up until that point, you were a dangerous individual until you heard the Batman theme.
Yeah, absolutely. I pulled in the parking lot at approximately the same time as Charlie, which was about, what time was that, Lisa? What time did you guys get there? About 10 after 8, something like that? It took me 30 minutes to get through the screening process.
That's amazing. What I did is I took my belt off and my shoes off and my pants and underwear and walked right through. Nobody gave me a hard time at all.
I also was, this is a problem I think with the ADD, I was compulsively parking my car, I mentioned this to Buzz,
yes.
that as I was walking from my car, I saw Buzz pull into the parking lot. And then Buzz went by, and I saw a better space open up.
Right.
So I ran back to my car to move my car to the better space.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't find my car, so I hit the alarm thing,
right.
and I just hear the car beeping and alarming, but it's echoing so much in the cavernous parking garage that I can't figure out exactly where my car is.
Oh, no.
And by the time I found my car, when I got to the other spot, someone had taken it.
Oh, dear.
So then what I did was I drove around and waited for a good spot. And as it turns out, I was I had found another spot a mile away.
Right.
Was walking towards the terminal with my luggage when a spot opened up right by the escalator. So I left my bag on wheels. I just left that bag.
And ran to your car?
In the middle of the parking spot.
Right.
Ran to my car. Then get pulled into the good spot.
Right. Now, if you were pulling
it's OCC, not ADD, OCD, not OCD,
not obsessive compulsive
right.
disorder.
Yes, that would be it.
If you were pulling into a parking space and you actually saw the car, you saw somebody's suitcase sitting in the space, wouldn't you run it over?
I would get out of the car and move it out of the way. I don't think I'd run
there
it
you
over.
Go.
Yeah, it was. It was idiotic. I don't have an answer for it. however, I will say with all of this moronic stuff. That you have to admit, I did help us out when we got to the airport in New Orleans.
You yes. did indeed. I tell you, there was a line for cabs at New Orleans Airport, which was the longest line I've ever seen. And we were all waiting in the line, and Don just vanished. I didn't see where he went. And all of a sudden, I look across the street, and Don has materialized in the center island on the other side where all the shuttles go and where you're not supposed to get a cab. But somehow, you acquired a cab for us.
Remember,
it was fantastic.
Rob and I went out to Las Vegas.
Right.
Rob and Carrie and I went to Las Vegas, and when we got off the plane that night, it was the longest line we'd ever seen for cabs. It was much longer than the line today, but the line to get a cab at the New Orleans airport, if you waited in line, you'd be in line 30, 45 minutes.
Easily. I mean, at the very least. It looked to be longer than that. It was incredible.
So we just hopped over the median strip, where there were a bunch of limos and the Hertz rental cars
buses
going
right
by. And I just saw a cab.
You got us the cab, and that saved us about an hour.
Yeah. Grabbed us the cab, and we had a pretty cool cab driver who told us, what, you didn't like him, Mike?
Well, no, he was just all over the map. He was saying weird things to me. I mean, he was talking to me about everything from where to eat in New Orleans, and then he started talking about, how about that Million Man March? And I was just totally confused. I didn't understand him.
I noticed that he had a TV in the car.
He had a PlayStation, too.
And he was watching PBS. He was watching something like...
PBS Kids.
Teletubbies.
Wow.
I think because it was the only station he could get.
He was a weird duck. I mean, you guys didn't hear the conversations. I mean, I was hearing all sorts of conversations from this guy. He was all over the map about New Orleans, and he had his little theories about New Orleans. Then he wanted to talk about the war. Then he wanted to talk about the different construction projects that they had. And I was finding myself, right before we got out of the cab, to be just a little bit frightened.
Jim Nance, what do you say?
You guys have been unbelievable.
Thank you, Jim.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you, Jim. Jim, you're too much. Our guest, Jim Nance. Jim?
You guys are funny.
Thank you very much, so Jimmy. You're great.
Jim Nance is on fire today.
You know what I can't believe you didn't notice? And I guess I noticed this and you didn't notice. Was our flight attendant on the way?
Absolutely.
You didn't notice her at all, did you?
You mean the lady with the bouffant hairdo?
The lady with the bouffant.
Hey, it's a lady.
It's a lady. The most annoying flight attendant in the history of the business. And for some reason, she wasn't getting... You know why she wasn't getting... Because her buddies were in the row in back of me. Her British buddies that were drinking 18 glasses of wine before takeoff.
See, this is where you... It's the perception and where we were sitting. I was a row ahead of you.
Right.
So I didn't hear... The people who are a row behind you.
I was sitting next to the coach of Temple, the Temple basketball.
Don Chaney.
Don Chaney, and we didn't talk. He didn't seem to want to be bothered, and so I didn't engage him in any conversation. And if I had, I wouldn't have known what to say because I'm not a big, basketball guy.
All I know is that at one point, I felt a tap on the back of the chair, and I turned around. Mike said something to me like, when is she going to stop using her yelling outside voice?
You know, I never sleep on an airplane. I don't have the gift of nodding out on an airplane like you do. This is the one time, because I had to get up where I live to get to the airport. I have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to make it to the airport. And I was very, very tired, so I decided that I would nod out. And this is the one time on a plane that I'm actually going to try to go to sleep. And this lady cackled with her little British friend so loud that I sat bolt upright and I said, indoor voices! and she had this, she was like,
absolutely.
On behalf of your Pittsburgh-based flight crew, we want to thank you for flying there.
She just drove me nuts.
I said, the only time I did hear her voice was when she came over with the basket of nuts and whatever they were, energy bars or whatever.
Right.
And she was really pushing them on you.
Yeah, yeah. She was like, you want another one? Would you like the Milano cookie as well as your cashew?
She was saying it real loud.
And then I called her over a moment later and I said, miss, excuse me, the gentleman sitting directly in front of me, he's thrown his Slim Fast can on the floor of the aircraft. If you look, the empty Slim Fast canister...
You didn't tell on
me. ...that he was screened at the airport with... Is
you didn't tell on me.
No, I looked at it and I thought it was from somebody else, believe it or not. I didn't know you... You knocked two of them back, didn't you? On the trip?
3 hours, yeah.
Breakfast right. And lunch.
Once every 3 hours. One last thing before we go to break. And I see no reason to stick to a strict schedule today, being as... Charlie, do you think we're going to get any of the guests that we care about today? Who is it? Oh, Bill Rafferty? All right, well, I guess we'll talk to him next. You remember his brother,
Jerry Rafferty.
Baker Street.
Wonderful song.
And you know what? This is going to be interesting for you folks, because he's going to find out how painfully ignorant we are about college basketball here. If this was a football event, I'd be all over it. If it was baseball, you'd be all over it.
Right, yep.
If it was the NBA, I'd be all over it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know dick about college basketball.
I thought you knew a little bit about it. That's why I thought we were down here.
We're down here just we've never been here before, and it's a free weekend in New Orleans, and Westwood One's paying for it.
And I guarantee to our listening audience that the show is going to be highly entertaining.
The only thing, one more note that I have to mention.
Okay.
Why are we, and when I say we, I mean the American media, why are we on a first-name basis with Saddam Hussein?
You mentioned that yesterday. You think they ought to be calling him Hussein instead of Saddam?
Why is it, and I saw it again this morning on the Today Show, Saddam's elite guard, getting closer to Saddam. Now, I wasn't around for World War II, but I don't think that they got on the news and said, we're getting close to Adolf.
Do you think it has something to do with the fact that there are lots of Husseins, but there are very few Saddams?
Oh, look at the phone book.
Could you name another Hussein?
Tommy Hussein was the cab driver we had in New York that took us to the Port Authority.
King Hussein.
Actually, that started with the first president.
Iggy Hussein.
George W.'s father started calling him Saddam. And
Saddam.
I think everybody just picked it up from there.
And when you say Saddam, it's kind of a negative thing. It's kind of like Sodomy.
Right.
But the thing is, it makes him way too personable. It makes, even though I know he's the dreaded enemy.
Yeah, right. It makes him a regular love kitten.
We have to stop talking about him. I mean, you know, when we discussed Ted Bundy, the awful murderer, people didn't say,
Teddy.
Thank you, Mike. Okay. You crystallized it. Thank you. And just today, for whatever reason, they're talking about, you know, we're getting closer to Saddam's elite guard.
Right.
Look. I want to be on a last name basis with this son of a bitch.
You know, I heard a report, I think it was driving in here to the hotel today, that they're in the airport now and they have tunnels underneath the airport, and that our guys are going into these tunnels now to see if there's some of the Republican Guard, and I want to say my prayers are with all those guys that are over there. I mean, if it never, you know, sometimes you forget that, because it's become really, the news stories have become, it's so easy that we're going through to Baghdad and they're saying it's going to get tougher and tougher. But when I heard that, I pictured these guys down there, you know, in dark tunnels trying to find these guys who could be hiding around every corner. Those guys got the real balls, and I really have to salute those guys. It takes a lot of guts to do that.
And I guess the powder they found wasn't a chemical weapon.
It was cocaine.
Yeah. led by General Alan Goodman.
It's over here, guys. I'll be needing to take that back to the base.
General Alan Goodman and Major Lieutenant Mark St. John.
We will be taking that. We're confiscating that right now.
Are leading the 105th Point 1 Battalion.
Put that in my tent.
Let's clear the lines out now. Get a call 100. See if we can give away $1,000 with the secret sound. Our phone number, 877-365-3636. Good luck, you animals. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm sorry, I can't do it. Not over this. And if I know our president, he's not going to allow me or himself to get shot down over what would have been a private sexual encounter.
Some swan song for the old man, huh?
The senator got a little wild when she was 19. What is the big deal?
Let me explain the big deal to you. The people of this nation can stomach quite a bit. The one thing they can't stomach is the image of a vice president with a mouthful of...
You don't have to use... look, let's use the word alleged.
They got photos. They got witnesses. They got the alleged slut.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me tell you something. I'm a husband first.
The Don and Mike Show. And now, the stars of Greater Tuna, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, I had to switch from George Clooney. Thanks, Mike.
That was pretty neat the way you did that.
Yeah. When I think...
It's like watching a movie.
When I think, though, Danny Ocean to George Clooney was actually pretty obvious.
Yeah, I think so. And you would have been discovered. And now, of course, I'll have to do it, too. I'll have to change mine.
We still have not said what hotel we're staying in.
I know. Maybe I won't have to do it. Well, they don't care about me.
It was a very interesting phone call, though.
They always pester you.
As I called the front desk and I said, hi, this is Don Geronimo. But my real name is Michael Source. And I changed the name in my room to George Clooney. And lots of people in the hotel think that it's George Clooney. Uh-huh. So now I need to change to you. Quiet, you.
When you were doing that, all I was thinking about was when we came back from a break, because it would just be
you.
So very funny.
Oh, man.
But I'm not going to do it, even though it is. I just want you to know how incredibly tempting it is to do that. But I am not. I am not that two-faced a guy.
Thank you. So, the girl says to me on the telephone, this is a funny exchange. She goes, all right, so it was Source. It was Geronimo, which is really Source. And then it was Source, and then it was Geronimo, and then it was George Clooney.
And hearing you explain it to her, again, it just, I hope,
yeah.
I hope you're able to take any phone calls now.
And now it's going to be the new name. So, and the new name, she then referred to me when she hung up the phone.
Mr.
She said, goodbye, Mr.
Right. the new name.
Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah, she did.
That's funny, though, because it would be funny to say it.
You know what? On Monday, no, we can't on Monday. We'll still be here Monday
night. Tuesday show,
we can. Let's go. Okay, the call 100. You know, don't.
I'm not.
Don't.
Why?
I'm not. Don't. Call 100 right now, 877-365-3636. But first, get a good education. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey. Hello, my caller.
Hey, you're the 100th caller. What's your name, my friend?
Sweet, I'm Anthony. I'm calling from the Fairfax County Courthouse.
Are you in a trial right now?
I'm sorry?
Are you in trial right now?
No, I work in land records.
All right, Anthony, you've won a pair of tickets before. You can buy them to see Chicago.
Chicago!
With special guest America P.U. I like the Chicago, I don't like the America part. June 3rd, Nissan Pavilion. Tickets go on sale today at noon. Well, it's a moot point. They've gone on sale.
Yes.
But enjoy yours. I'm sure they're gone already.
Yep, they got scarfed up.
Based simply on all of those who can't live without the life rendition of a horse with no name. NissanPavilion.com. Now you'll play for $1,000. Are you ready?
I am ready.
With a common everyday sound. It is not a briefcase closing. It is not a stapler. It has nothing to do with a door. All right? We're playing this 15 seconds to noodle it through. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Afro Man.
And we wish you God's... Oh, we know this
caller,
one.
Name this sound.
There it is. Now, Afro Man.
Yes?
That's gotta be because I get high. Because I was high. Right? The thing that Kevin Smith...
I lost my wife and kids because I got high. Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk and I know why. High, because I got high, because I got high, because I got high.
Yeah!
Yeah! That boy, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Great job.
Rob, when you do that... Hold on, when you do that, every head in the room turns of all these other serious... Because these other sports guys that were around...
They're serious.
They're the type doing that... Sports.
Serious business.
For $1,000, what do you think the sound is?
Oh, boy. Is it somebody double-clicking on a mouse?
Rob, still able to do that from a distance.
Oh, we are sorry.
No, thank you, though. And don't forget, every guest is
a clue for you.
For you. Okay, we're live in New Orleans. We're at the Final Four, and we're going to have this guy, Bill Raffery, come on in a second.
I want to tell you, this is a big deal.
So we don't know Dick about college basketball. Anybody who likes college basketball will know this guy. I've heard him on TV. I think he used to be a coach.
He was a coach for Seton Hall, I believe.
Yes, he was. And we'll get him here in a second. And then that'll probably be unless Bobby Knight or Coach K comes in or the one-eyed Dick, Mr. Vitale.
I think he coached Seton Hall from, I think it was 70 to 1982.
You know, Mike, I know you got the press release.
What?
Yeah, I know you. I see.
I didn't read that.
No, you.
I was looking in the other direction. I was looking in the doorway.
I know you had memorized it already.
He's a mastermind.
No, I'm kidding. Of course, Mike knew that.
I did know that.
Mike, what can you tell me, for instance, about Kevin Harlan from Westwood One Radio?
Kevin Harlan has been an analyst with Westwood One for about 10 years. He is six. He's tall. He's tall.
Very tall man.
He's a former player. He played in the NBA for the Sacramento.
Absolutely wrong.
And he's been sober for 3 years.
Thank you. That part is right.
Thank
well,
you.
As we are in this ballroom of the hotel where Westwood One has this NCAA Final Four set up.
The sweat room.
And outside, it's very much like a Super Bowl. Out in the lobby.
Yes.
With people wall-to-wall, B.O. stink. the people wanting to buy tickets. Guys from colleges all over America. There's some kind of college coaches convention here today.
Right. This the one that I do know this because I have friends that have done this. For guys that are into this, this is a yearly event, and you don't have to necessarily be a graduate of the college that's in here. But people come to this thing, and it is very similar to a Super Bowl. Only I found it to be a little more intense in the people that are looking for tickets in the ballroom.
Yeah. Now as we continue today. We're going to try to bring you the sights and sounds as we see them from our ballroom where Westwood One has a setup. I will tell you that they've poured this thing out pretty good, that you've got the giant blow-up Samsung Sprint PCS telephone. And also, we're proud to say we're brought to you today by Mosquito Magnet.
The Mosquito Magnet, yes, sirree, for all your mosquito needs.
Fatal attraction for mosquitoes. I mean, God, can they cheese it up anymore?
I don't think it's cheesy whenever anybody gives me a ball repair tool and golf tees and a ball marker. I love that.
That's nice.
All I have to say is if this guy, Bill Raffery, doesn't get over here in a second, I'm going to take my shoe off and show you what's left of the toenail.
Now, you said that the one thing you said that grossed me out in the airport this morning is that you said your foot was soaked in blood. Is that true?
It was. Well, Mike, we've gotten a reprieve from that because now here's one of the guests, okay, and we're going to be...
Now we're going to be enlightened. We're going to learn everything there is to know
about
the final
four. We don't need 10 minutes. He's going to find out we're so dumb, he's going to want to leave in 5.
He is going to want to sprint out of here after this. This will be the worst moment for him because we are morons when it comes to this subject. But we're here to get educated about the final four.
Bill Raffery,
I feel I'm in the proper company then. If you don't expect too much, I'm right here.
Our expectations are incredible. Low, especially for ourselves.
Unlike all of these other shows, which are sports-oriented, we are... How do we put this?
Entertainment?
No, Rob, we're not entertainment. We are...
I thought we were the world's greatest entertainers.
We are one rung above circus clowns on the entertainment level. Yesterday, a large part of our show was devoted to the fact that I had an ingrown toenail removed.
Oh, that's my kind of show.
That's the kind of stimulating entertaining.
You know, I thought I was in Maui preseason when I first walked over here, Don. I like the shirt.
Isn't that a nice
shirt? I may not go in this city, but I like the shirt.
Yeah, I got a beautiful Seattle Seahawks Hawaiian shirt on today. Bill, I've heard you on the radio and I've seen you on television.
Mm-hmm.
When we were talking about this the other day, I'm hard pressed to name the four teams. I now know the four teams. The favorite in your mind at this moment to win is.
Are you talking about the NIT or the NCAA?
Yeah, no, come on. this dance.
St. John's won. That's over.
Right here, the
NIT. Who's the favorite? You know, I don't know who the favorite is. I think the four teams are pretty even. I think each one, I could give you a reason that they should win, and you could care less.
Is it easier to say who the underdog is? Is Marquette the underdog?
You know, I don't think they are, though.
Okay.
I mean, I happen to have them the last couple of weeks, and just this kid, Dwayne Wade, has stepped his game up. I mean, we've all seen guys play or peak, and he did last week. Now, is he over that? I don't think so. The other guys have fed off him beautifully.
Right.
They're a good team. In my mind, you know, Kansas has got, they're limited bench-wise. I mean, they don't have Simeon, which really hurts them. Big. Lee comes off the bench. Nash comes off the bench.
I love the fact you're making eye contact with Mike right now, because I can watch Rob just.
He's easier to look at.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope when Bonnie Bernstein comes by, the same thing happens.
Well, she'll be easier to look at. I assure you both. But, you know, I think Kansas is two great players.
This gentleman here, Buzz Burbank, our newsman.
Hey, Buzz. Rock Chalk Jayhawks.
He is from, what did you say, Buzz?
Rock Chalk Jayhawks.
What is that
chant? And that's just the chant. The spirit chant.
That's the chant?
That's right.
Buzz, how many guys are on a basketball team, Buzz?
11.
Well, it depends. You know, well, during the year, I think some guys keep 15. On the floor at the same time.
Played?
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
With Buzz.
Okay. He won't know how many are on the floor at one time.
How many guys are on a team?
Nine.
On the floor at one time for each side.
Yeah, 11.
He's not kidding.
He's a good student.
I'm going to hit it
eventually.
He's
a good student.
You know, when he was in school, he was in chorus.
Yes.
He's not kidding. So anyway, I'm sorry.
That's all right. No, at any rate, I think Collison and Heinrich, the last couple of games, haven't played both of them. They're extraordinary game. One has had a good game. One's had a decent game. Those two together can put the team on their shoulders. So, to me, that game is like a wash. Now I'm going to get on the fence for the next game.
All right.
You know who the next game is, right?
That's Syracuse.
The 49ers and the Rams.
I wish.
My sister went to Syracuse. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Was she a communications major?
No, she was actually a special ed major.
Oh, okay.
I encouraged her to go into that field, though.
Well.
Just living with me, it was wonderful for
she's
her.
She's a looker. You wouldn't know it to look at him.
Hey.
She's a looker.
Hey, come on now. First you make a fat joke, and now you're talking about my sister.
Always talk about your sister.
He's got the hots for my sister.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I believe she has them for me as well.
Do you know she's 50 now?
That doesn't bother me. My wife's almost 50.
I know. I just thought I'd pass that along. She had her 50th birthday in October.
Well, does your wife like her sister?
My sister, excuse me. My wife, good question, has never met Mike O'Mara's sister.
That's right. Yeah, Frida has never met my sister.
Getting back to good looks.
Jim Boeheim.
Jim Boeheim, head coach of Syracuse. Obviously a guy that part of that destiny, like Roy Williams.
Well, Mike and Bill are really hitting it off.
Because I can relate. I can relate to the Syracuse Orangemen.
I'm here with my father, my Duke, and Mike and Bill.
What's your favorite restaurant in New Orleans?
It's my first trip here.
Oh, it's your first trip here?
No.
Okay.
Jimmy Moran's Riverside used to be the one we went to all the time. Jimmy,
okay. Is it still around?
He passed away, but it's right up here in the water, and I have no idea. It's an Italian restaurant. It was absolutely the greatest setting, looking over the Mississippi, all that stuff.
And, I think Bill and I are clicking.
Yeah, we are. I noticed that. You know what? I've been taken to a few places whose names escape me.
Right.
I'm not fond of the big name place, although
the
touristy
place.
I like Brennan's for just a little brunch. We are getting along great.
Why
don't you take a 5 minute break, by the way?
We're here at the Final Four. This is Mike O'Mara
and
talking basketball.
The
Mike O'Mara
show. I want to tell you a restaurant I like a lot. It's TGI Fridays.
Oh, you got a big expense account.
Do you have any contact with Jim Nance?
Yeah, occasionally.
Because Jim Nance is a good friend of ours.
Very good friend of the show.
Who we've had on the show for over 3 years.
Right.
And we've never met him. We're going to finally meet him now face to face.
Is he going to come in here and do the show?
Yeah, this weekend we're going to meet him. We're taking him out tonight and... But we're getting him drunk.
We're going to get him drunk.
We're going to rough him up.
Yeah, we're going to duct tape him. We're going to duct tape him, and we know he doesn't drink.
You'd have to do that.
So we're going to slip him a Mickey.
We're going to duct tape him.
We're going to put him in the middle of Bourbon Street in his underwear with duct tape, like around one of those ye old lampposts.
You know what people will say? That can't be Jim.
Do you have any?
Get away with it.
Do you have any quote at all that we could give Jim from you? Because if you don't give us one, we're going to make one up.
You know, years ago, I did the studio with Jim this year a few times. And years ago, when he was in his infancy in this business, I was his first partner. And my wife and I like a cocktail on occasion. We offered the Nances to go out with us for the evening. And we got home.
What did they want? Milk?
Well, they got home about 4 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
And the next night, they broomed us. They did not go out with us. But in New York, during the NCAA, Jim used to be the host for the first couple of weeks before he went out. And this particular year, we're on until about 1:30 in the morning. And I said, would you like something to eat? He said, well, you can't get anything. I said, don't worry about it. He wants something to eat. So we went over to this place. He said, well, you know, we got to be back in by 10. We went to Runyon's in New York. We finished. We got back in time, 5:45, for Jim to get his New York Times before they delivered it to his room.
Wow.
So,
Jim
does not like to go out with me.
Good. I love that story. That's great.
You're a good man. So you got him S-faced. So you really...
No, I think it's just the hour. I mean...
Because he's really... Is he a teetotaler? I mean, that's what
we
hear.
Oh, no. Jim will have
a nice glass of wine.
Okay,
very good.
Nice beer.
That's good to know.
It's you know, it's not what he becomes. It's that you're enjoying yourself. You don't care what he becomes.
All right, Bill, your girl here is telling you have to go.
Try to broom me.
Trying to get you out of here. I guarantee.
I like that. And again, you learn something every day. Excellent. Broom me. Yeah. I'm using all weekend after this.
You're going to walk around.
It fits our particular business.
Absolutely.
How'd you do with a new general manager? He broomed me.
How'd you know we just got a new GM? I'm not kidding.
Are you?
We just did. All right, listen.
Hey, guys. Thanks
luck,
to meet you.
Good luck with the rest of the schmucks in this room.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks for coming. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Very nice meeting you.
Rock Chalk Jayhawks.
Right. That's fantastic.
There you go.
What is it, Rock Chalk?
Rock Chalk Jayhawks. All right, very good.
I don't think he minded the fact that we're dopes about college basketball.
Nah, nice guy. I don't mind his handler.
Yeah.
You didn't seem to mind his hands.
What?
It was kind of a lingering handshake.
I like him. He's Irish. You know, when a guy says... I like to have a cocktail once in a while. That is a guarantee for me.
I agree.
There is something about the guy. You don't have to know a lot about basketball to get along.
And Mike, I will tell you, and I love pointing it out when I think it happens with you, with somebody.
Right.
You had a chemistry.
I did, yeah.
And I am devastated by it. Even though I don't know anything about college basketball, and
right.
I don't even really, aside from having seen him on TV,
right.
He's a nobody to me, but still I'm devastated inside.
Well, this will cheer you up, because as much as I hate to admit it, if we do get Bonnie Bernstein to come on the show a little bit later on, You have that chemistry. I've observed that, and you did ride in a car with her one time.
I sure did. I sure did, and I don't have the BF anymore, incidentally, with BB.
The BF?
Broyhill factor.
Ah, that's right. Mm-hmm. He has to stay away now.
And that guy Bill Raftery, very alert for a 93-year-old man.
Is it Raftery or Raftery?
I think it's
Raftery.
Raftery.
Raftery. Raftery. I'm so glad I didn't say his name. That would have blown the whole thing.
Okay. Yeah, the friendship would have gone right out the crap.
Hey, we're tight, okay?
Hey, Mike.
Yes?
Go up strong.
Hey, don't broom me.
Take it to the hole.
Top of the key.
Seven.
Drive to the lane. Buzz, all we're doing is reading the signs on the wall.
I'm still trying to guess how many guys on the team.
Buzz, it's five on each team.
Okay.
Slam jam.
Slam jam. I wanted that one, Rob.
Sorry. Slam jam. What's the one that says clean?
Clean the glass.
Clean the glass.
I have to do that anyway. I have to do that when I squeeze pimples.
Oh.
I have to do that when I watch porno. Speaking of which, I couldn't get it to work. George Clooney had to call down to the front desk today.
So have your Spectrum Vision turned on?
I called down to the front desk and they go, yes, Mr. Clooney. And I'm not embarrassed because they think I'm George Clooney.
You know, it's New Orleans, so you'll probably get the money shot.
Right.
I said, I can't seem to get the movie channels to work. And she said, you should be able to get the movie channel. I said, I can't get the movie channels.
Mr. Source, excuse me, Mr. Clooney, we see a charge of $29.95 on here already. 5 minutes after you got into the room.
I was in there, before I even unpacked my bag.
Pants are hitting the ankles.
Before I unpacked my bag,
I was
working my man.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's fascinating.
And now that I think about it, hideous. On the, because you know, my wife.
Not on the bedspread.
Yes. My wife has been sick.
Oh, that is so gross.
My wife has been sick, so I've not gotten any.
You get free towels in a hotel.
Listen, that's another thing I hate. We're trying to conserve water.
Yeah.
So please reuse towels, and the towels you don't want to use, put on the floor. Well,
that means use one towel for the whole weekend when you're going to rub one out.
Mike, as always, well, you don't want to know where the DNA landed.
Oh, my God.
So I'm watching the movie.
Room service menu.
I'm watching the movie, and I'm just laying on. Well, I'm not laying on. I'm sitting.
You're going into more detail.
I'm sitting on the bed, and I have two pillows behind my back. And
wow.
I'm in.
This is getting more disturbing by the minute.
I'm in a sitting position.
You should have told this to Bill.
Watching.
So I'm rubbing one out.
watching the movie, and shocker, like as soon as the girl takes her top off, well, you know, the party's over.
Wow.
So I go, oh, God. Whew, that felt good. I got up and
that's what people say.
I went and started to unpack.
Uh-huh.
Right.
I came back to the area that I had been, and the spots, as it were, I ran my hand over the bedspread.
Yeah.
They had dried and have now become a part of the fabric of...
For anybody that is going to stay at a major hotel, I think this is a very important story.
Oh, I'm not
remember.
The only one.
No, that's...
But, I mean, you got the towels there. You got the towels, man. I seen the pictures.
The thing is, I got in the room, and I'm just so goddamn horny, and my wife has been so sick that I had to rub one out as soon as we got in there.
Wow. Well, that's good, and I'm glad you were able to turn on the vision.
Yeah.
Is it the good stuff, or is it the soft stuff? You didn't get deep enough into it.
There long.
All it was one really, really good-looking girl, and as soon as she took her bra off...
Kaboom.
There you go.
Ow.
It was Spidey time.
Oh, God.
I mean, it was web-slinging time.
Oh, man, right on the bedspread.
Let me tell you... I won't do this in the next... Now, I'll do it in the next break. I do want to tell you about my ingrown toenail.
Yes.
And I'll take my shoe off to show you what the bandage looks like today.
We will continue on the bodily fluid theme on the show.
Well, this is like a normal Friday show.
Yeah.
I mean, what else are we going to talk to these dumb sports guys at all? These other DJs are talking to?
No, and I think it's enlightening what you said about the bedspread.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's a textile in the room, it doesn't matter. Ahead and rub it out. It's very good. They say bedspreads are very, they're the most unsanitary thing in a hotel.
Because I know that you always lay out towel. You always. Oh, come on.
In a hotel?
There's never been a time you've been in a hotel.
Never.
Just sat on the bed and rub one out?
At home, you know, where you don't have access to, a clean towel or something like that. We've discussed it before. I've been down the sock route with you, before.
Yeah.
In a hotel where you got a stack of towels? Absolutely. I consider it a luxury, one of the luxury items in a hotel.
That's what they're there for.
Hello, housekeeping?
I need 10 more of your finest white linens.
3,000 lotion.
By the time I'm done this weekend, there's going to be parts of me all over that place.
Oh, dear.
We'll meet in my room. As opposed to
what?
Just sit on the bed.
We can have meetings in my room.
Captain Crunch.
Who's got the ringing phone? Oh, some DJ next to us.
Down the way.
Who is that DJ? Can you read the sign, Lisa? Or Charlie, you got it? Hold on, Charlie. Here you go.
It's your local station.
WWL.
Oh, New Orleans?
Local here in New Orleans.
Yeah.
New Orleans.
Larry was telling me a story about him.
What about that guy? What about him?
Yeah, I guess maybe 10 years ago, last time the Super Bowl was here, he went on the air saying all of the women on Bourbon Street were sluts.
Oh, is that the guy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hey, you're the guy. You're the slut guy. Right on. Good man.
That's good. That's a good thing.
Good man.
Did it generate a lot of heat?
He's working radio now.
Yeah, he used to be on TV.
It was a TV comment.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he used to be on the local Channel 3 or whatever the hell it is. Whatever it is.
Supposedly he was telling the truth, though.
And now he's down here on the bottom rung with us. We got a break. We're live in New Orleans for the NCAA Final Four.
Bedspread.
Right here in the Mosquito Magnet Westwood One Broadcast Nerve Center. What a giant J-O this whole thing is.
Except for Bill Rafferty.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Richard, what were you doing?
Going over some documents.
Where are they? Jeez, I don't see them.
They're in my briefcase. I thought you were getting pizza.
They were closed. How could you be reading documents when they're in your briefcase? That's a mystery. Richard, were you watching Spank Tradition?
Okay, then, let's hit it.
Maybe you were watching a movie with that funny comedian. Oh, what's his name? Buddy Wackett?
All right, then, let's get some showtime.
Hey, that's a pretty girl down there.
Good for her.
Geez, I wonder if she goes out with one of her Yankees.
Couldn't tell you.
Richard, who's your favorite little rascal? Alfalfa? Or is it Spanky? Sinner.
The Don and Mike Show. They're good listeners because they're good talkers. Don and Mike.
Hey, listen, I'm all for this. I love being in New Orleans. I love the fact that we got the weekend in New Orleans.
Right. We're going fabulous.
We're going to the games tomorrow night. We're going to go to the Final Four and the Final Two on Monday night. But I still don't know why we're here.
We're here because we're broadcasters.
Yeah, but we're not even by where the fans are. We're down in this cavernous ballroom where they don't let regular people in. On Monday's show...
World needs our nonsense, Don.
On Monday's show, I think we're going to have to get some regular people to come join us down here, to play our games and stuff.
Yeah,
I agree.
And Mike. Mike has received...
I'm not bored.
Mike has received a gift bag from Nautica.
I have.
And I know that you bust my balls about wearing too much cologne.
Right.
But you realize when you put on that Nautica body spray...
Isn't that fabulous stuff?
It's nice.
That you smell worse than that sex toys lady did that came by the show this week.
I needed it because it's really... we went right from plane to lunch to the broadcast, and I needed a little freshening up. And I gave you a towel. It came with a towel, and you can use this towel. And you know, what better color towel than an all-black towel to show your where you've been?
But I've got the same Nautica kit as you do. So you can keep that for your...
Mike is now giving himself man teeth.
This is fantastic. Let's go basketball.
using a towel, and he's using a little Nautica basketball that we got.
There's some lovely ladies around here.
Yes, there are.
Yeah, there was some black guy that was doing his an interview with his back to us.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike, during the break, really had me going and said, "And now there's someone you'd like to have on the show." It was Biff Henderson. Now, from the back, across the room,
right,
the guy looks like Biff Henderson from the Letterman show.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at him now.
Right. Nothing like him.
You know, he looks more like Grady from Sanford and Son.
He does. It was nothing like Biff. And we got to... I'm sorry I got you excited.
Rob?
Yes?
While we have a moment, why don't you take your cell phone,
okay,
call Joe on the hotline,
okay,
and very covertly walk around the room to some of these other radio shows and just eavesdrop, and let's hear what these serious sports shows are doing here at the NCAA Final Four in New Orleans.
Because it does seem as though the room is filled up a little bit. Mm-hmm. There are there's some real basketballs over there.
Hi, Don. Hi, Don.
Yeah.
How are you?
Hi, Robbie.
Echo.
All right, go. Let's see. First, the guys from New York are on a break. So work your way over the table right over there, Robbie, to the left.
Okay.
Yeah, the guy. I know, we're looking at the same guy, aren't we? The guy with the glasses.
The guy with the glasses and the black shirt.
I knew you were going to pick on him because he's like, radio guy.
No, we'll just have Rob go over and we'll just listen. We have to listen carefully in our headphones.
Everybody be quiet.
To hear exactly what they're talking
Rob,
about.
Rob, can you hear us?
Robbie? Hear you guys. I can hear you guys, but it's going to be real tough.
Turn him up, Joe.
It's going to be very close to get tough enough to get close enough to make this work.
Okay, well, why don't you just kind of leave your phone sitting down in front of the old man that's talking.
Okay.
Can you do that?
We can never be around our DJ brothers without messing with them.
Hold on. Rob has just left his phone there.
Walked away.
Can we hear him? But the phone's not close enough to the guy.
Rob, it's not close enough.
Charlie, can you go move the phone close to the guy?
Charlie will put it under his chin. Charlie will put it under his chin.
You move the phone, Rob, is like 5 feet away from the guy.
The guy's reading a script, so he's not really looking.
Stop talking.
And that's Charlie's going to put it. Charlie's going to
put it. No, wait. Charlie just picked the phone up.
Picked it up.
Well, what did he do?
He took Tic Tacs.
Hold on. Or did that guy steal your phone? What happened?
What happened, Charlie?
Nothing happened, but he's talking like this. You can barely hear what he's
saying.
Oh, so
he's talking very quietly.
Oh, well, Rob, go back and get your phone and go find a loud talker.
And in the meantime, another guy sat down, so Rob's got to go get his phone. There are some loud talkers around here. I think two tables down, there's a loud talker.
Mike, you're looking at the table that is the loudest talker.
We are the loudest. When we go on the air, whenever we do one of these group broadcasts where we're in a room with other DJs,
we're always the loudest.
We stop the room and they get annoyed, but what the heck.
Robbie?
Yes?
Why don't you work your way over? See over here where there's a bunch of guys with the baseball hat on, and oh, it's where that guy Bill Raftery is.
Raftery.
Okay.
Go over there. Why don't you just work your way over there?
Hey, Rob.
He's not listening. He's just holding the phone now.
This is where Rob has many, many skills. This is not one of Rob's skills.
He has no balls.
Look at him. It's funny to watch him, though, isn't it? This is Johnny Tomito.
He's ripping something.
His big giant head. He's trying to walk around. Rob, what's he doing?
He can't hear us because he's not listening to the
phone.
But
he's also not. He doesn't want to like just place the phone down.
Looking for a place to put the phone.
No, he doesn't.
No, he gives
up. He's going to be too quiet.
Rob, the guy in the gray.
He's moving on.
See the guy in the gray shirt right in front of you. No, right, Rob, right in front of you.
Rob, right there.
There you go. That guy, he's a loud talker. Right? No. Rob, right there. Yeah.
In the gray.
And Rob, listen, I tell you what, if you don't want to do it, I'll do it. I'll walk right up and put the phone right in the guy's face if you don't want to do it.
Put it in his face?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Just walk over right over there and just put it right by his face.
You've got to see this. Oh, the guy is now.
Oh, he turned the phone on.
The guy hung up the phone.
Did he hang up the phone?
Yeah, the guy reached over and punched the phone.
You know, certain guys get it. As soon as they look down at us, they're just like, this is like a fraternity house.
What happened there, Robbie?
You simply reached over and turned it off.
Wow, I wouldn't even know which button to push to turn your phone off.
But the problem with the big crowd down there is they've all got the old...
Howard Cosell type microphones.
Yeah, where they're up close and they're whispering.
Yeah.
You know, you can listen to it's not a real din in here. There aren't a lot of people screaming, unfortunately.
Not yet.
You know, because, Don, basketball is serious business.
Yeah. Well, Mike, sports radio is serious business, which reminds me, we've not even mentioned today that it's Friday.
Weekend, 48 hours, you're not that fun.
Right? Well, this might as well be the point where I show you my toe.
Yeah. Oh, are you going to unwrap it right now?
Yeah.
I want to see this. You were telling the story in the airport this morning.
I'm not going to unwrap it. I'm going to tell you what happened.
Okay.
Now, Lisa, I can't unwrap it until tomorrow.
But you can show us the bandage.
There
right?
is a layer of bandages that have been removed.
Is that what you're going to show us?
Yes. When I got home last night, I took my shoe off, and the double wrapping of gauze bandage that the guy had placed around my toe, I'm not kidding, was crimson red.
Jeez, that is bad.
My sock.
That's blood.
Was crimson red.
Did the doctor warn you that you were going to be a bleeder?
No. The inside of my shoe...
We got a bleeder.
And I'd be glad to show you the inside of my shoe still has blood stains.
Are you wearing the same shoe?
Yeah. Now, my wife, you know, who I love and is a saint, what she did last night was...
She sucked the poison out?
As I sat on the bed, and she laid newspaper down, and she... slowly unwrapped the bloody first layer.
She has to love you.
Of the bandages that the doctor said to do. So now, without further ado,
John is now going to reveal the bandage, and I'm lucky. I'm like, I got my face right in it.
Let's see this bad boy. Did it smell, by the way, when she unwrapped it?
Buzz, it was too bloody to smell.
Yeah, gotcha.
Too
smell like copper.
Rob, can I get a little extra cord? Is there any way I can get, or is that all the cord I have?
Too bloody to smell.
Oh, I got it for you.
Okay.
All right. You ready for this?
Jesus, help. I'm right on top of this. I have no choice. There's nowhere I can run.
Here we go.
Oh, that man. Oh, that is.
Take a look at that.
Look at that.
Take a look at that.
That's pretty.
Now, Mike, what are you doing? It doesn't smell. Give me some of that Nautica. I'll put it on my foot if you think the foot smells.
That'll infect it. You don't want to do it. Well, it's alcohol bad. Your third nail doesn't look too healthy either.
That is from when a bowling ball was rubbed to my foot.
Oh, God. That is a nasty-looking foot, but it's a tanned foot.
Yeah.
Did you tan your feet on your little break?
What, Charlie?
I said Green Bay socks. It's not rating day.
I know, but I bring Green Bay socks with me everywhere.
Don, that is one nasty... It looks swollen, too. That is one nasty-looking toe.
And, yeah, Lisa, what?
All that dry blood on your second toe.
You got, your second toe is like caked with dry blood.
And keep in mind, this was showered today. Okay. Last night, I soaked it in rubbing...
Are you going to put the sock back on now?
I soaked it in rubbing alcohol.
I bet it feels good to air it out, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know what?
You know, that's great that you can say that sitting on the other... Oh, Jesus.
Good idea.
Now there's got some skeezy stuff under the foot,
what is
too.
That on the bottom of your foot?
I think that's...
That is an unhealthy-looking foot.
What's happening there?
Oh, that's his athlete's foot.
Oh, I see.
Jesus.
It's serious, Mike.
Have you been digging at it? Digging at the athletes
a little bit. Hey, dude, how you doing?
I swear, I think I'm going to get SARS. I'm going to get SARS with that foot up here.
Right now, as we do our show live from the Final Four, I have my big, bandaged, bloody...
Is there any more cord? Is there an extension cord I can get for the microphone, please?
So, he's got my foot up on the console right now.
I can't. This is a very... Thank you.
I'm just waiting for the prettiest girl, though, in the room to walk by.
Thank you very much.
Say, hey, take a look.
Mike is trying to get away now.
What are you trying to get away from, Mike?
you really... Can you put it more over to the right?
He could.
Sure.
Thank you.
There you go. Thank you. There you go.
You're gone.
You're gone.
Oh, that's that's lovely. How long are you going to keep it out? Rest of the broadcast?
No.
I mean, I'll get used to it after a while. It's right near my drink.
The thing is, I'm just waiting for somebody to walk by.
It looks like it needs the air.
I'm just waiting for somebody to walk by and take a look. Hey, dude! Hey, dude, come here. You want to be on the radio?
Sure.
What's your name, my friend? So long as he's been my foot.
Staring at the foot.
What's your name, dude?
Adam Weidman.
Adam. Where are you from, Adam?
New York.
What's up, dude?
What brings you down to the Final Four here, Adam?
It's a yearly activity for my family.
All right, Adam, I have a question for you. Do you notice anything unusual at this broadcast site? Anything. Just observe the entire...
Out of
just
the
take
ordinary.
A look. Is there anything that seems out of place to you? So it seems unusual.
His foot.
Yeah, there you go.
Good job, Adam.
There you go. What do you think happened, Adam? Can you name the injury?
Frances, I got mad at you.
No, no, absolutely
no,
not.
Come on, please.
No, it's a, is that a foul-looking foot or what?
Have a minute. Have some tic-tac. Hold on, yeah, we got some more people.
All right, bring the other guy over.
Another guy.
Hey, other guy.
You guys look like you could be brothers. You guys related to each other?
Yeah, we're brothers.
You're brothers? Okay, see, I'm good at that. I'm really good. I'm smart.
Looks like you got a nasty infection there.
That is... Okay, now...
Is this the smarter brother?
Yeah.
Is this Dad over here?
Yeah.
Is this the smarter brother?
Dad, let's get Dad on the microphone.
Come on over, Dad. Dad, come on over.
Dad, the other one has to be the smarter one, right?
Wait, this is the one that's going to the better school, right?
Almost finishing up with school, right?
Almost finishing up with school, yeah. Because to be honest with you, you know, the are you the older brother? The older brother went right for the infection.
And you see the thing is...
And we really had trouble getting the younger brother to even know that there was a foot on the table.
It's an ingrown toenail that I had removed yesterday. And now it's the leaving.
You should have had it removed like 2 weeks ago.
Well, I'm a busy man. See, and that's why, Mike, you can see the food chain here.
Yeah.
Dad is the smartest.
Dad is the smartest. Right. Then you get the smarter older brother. Then you got the other brother that's got a little ways to go. The younger brother.
When you talk about Final Four, the younger brother is 22.
22, yes.
And he's been to... 12 Final Four.
Wow. 12 Final Four. See, this is your time of year. As far as sports is concerned,
and
you're digging this.
What's the name of your community college you attend? What's the name of it?
Indiana University.
Indiana IU. All right, way to go.
All right, thank you, guys. Right. Get out of here.
Thank you, gentlemen.
This is a restricted area.
Enjoy the day.
You know what's great?
All right.
The gauze is sort of unraveling a little on the bottom.
That is
and
nasty,
you can see the air conditioning blowing the threads.
You know, I'll tell you. You know what's
like
sad?
Like a ribbon.
I'm sitting there with this foot, with this big ham of a foot.
Wow.
5 feet, 5 inches from me, and I'm already getting used to it. It's right. Now, Dad's coming back over. Wait, Dad wants to say something. No.
He's asking a question.
I think he's asking where we're from and all that good stuff.
Well, radio show.
No, he asked Charlie what that bewitching scent was.
Well, that's the smell of Nautica cologne covering the diseased foot.
No, I'd like to get one of these black guys wearing their velvet.
You want one of those
running suits?
You want one of those suits, don't you?
Yeah. Bring it over. Hey, dog.
What about the? You know, in certain vernaculars, dogs are what one refers to one's feet as.
Yeah. I think that's a very white thing, though. Mike.
Now, I have a question for you. You said yesterday that after you got this done, that your doctor recommended that like a couple of times a day you got to soak. How about doing a soak here? Could we get a bedpan for you?
If you have, at least if you can find some rubbing alcohol, garden variety rubbing. You mean Charlie doesn't make you carry that in his regular...
Dino, are you kind of running the show here? Are you the... give the microphone. This is Dino. This is our guy from Westwood One.
Yeah.
Dino, would it be possible to acquire some rubbing alcohol and perhaps some sort of basin or bucket so that Mr. Geronimo...
In the old days, before we went digital, we'd have razor blades and rubbing alcohol to clean heads, but, you know...
You don't have any alcohol. I wonder who would have alcohol.
Vodka.
Could you do it in vodka? Could you soak it in vodka?
No, Mike, it's got to be rubbing alcohol. Mm.
Rubbing alcohol.
I got to take it seriously.
Hey, why don't we bring some of the girls over?
Why don't we bring somebody else over?
You are so comfortable with your feet.
Let's bring somebody else over at random.
All right.
And just see how long it takes them to notice. And don't say something like...
Well, you've got to leave it... you can't cross the legs because they're not going to notice it. You have to... It has to be sitting up on its on its own.
All right.
It's a good look.
Then let's see.
There's a guy with that red bag. He looks like he's looking for something to do.
Robbie, go get
the
Lisa? Yeah, let's send a pretty girl. Lisa, go get that guy and ask him if he wants to be on the radio.
Very good.
Here's the deal. When he comes over...
I won't say anything about your foot.
All we're going to do is say, where are you from? Who are you rooting for?
Right.
And let's see how long it takes him to
figure out. Can I at least say, do you have any questions for us? Can I just say that? That's not leading him to it in any way.
After we ask him where he's from and who he's rooting for.
Give him a chance.
Like we're some real dumb sports show.
Very exciting. All right, here we go.
He seemed a bit hesitant, but he's coming.
All right, here we go.
Here he comes.
All right.
All right.
Now, we've selected somebody completely at random right down here in the broadcast center.
Hi. What's your name, sir?
Steve.
Where are you from?
California, Northern California.
And you are here. Which school are you rooting for?
What school am I rooting for? Texas.
Texas. Why?
Why? Because they get the best team. High school coach out there. Right? They get the best team.
Oh, you're a high school coach out there in Texas?
You know, in Northern California.
Northern California. And we're around Sacramento, that area?
Actually, before the north of that, Yuba City.
Yuba City. We're familiar with Yuba City. And is this your first Final Four that you've been to?
I've been coming for a couple of years.
For a couple of years.
What's the best thing about the Final Four?
Best thing about the Final Four is the lobby.
The lobby. Is there anything?
Do you have any questions for us?
I didn't know who you guys are, to be honest with you. I apologize.
This is Don.
I'm Don.
My name's Mike.
Yeah. Okay.
What happened to your toe?
There you go.
Gentlemen, this is a sharp guy. You know, this is seriously a barometer of intelligence. If people just totally ignore the foot, we have problems.
Let's do this experiment with one more person.
All right, thank you very much.
Lisa?
Good.
Good
job. That's the experiment. How long it takes before somebody comments? Yes, you did.
All right.
As a matter of fact, you did a great job.
An ingrown toenail was removed yesterday.
See, that's right away.
Feeling better.
Thank you. I feel nice.
Now, I say that's a smart guy because what's with the foot?
Yeah. Thank you, Coach. No, not a Westwood One lady, Lisa. Yeah. Get a regular lady. Get the lady who looks like Jerry Maguire's wife.
Get a pretty lady.
A real one.
Get right there. Right there.
How about Biff?
Get the woman talking to Biff, right.
Hey, it's a lady.
You know what? I don't know the lady's name, the actress, but she's
not a difficult task here.
She's been in a lot of movies. She was also Will Smith's wife in the movie with Gene Hackman.
Oh, the lady right there with the clipboard?
Jada Pinkett?
Right there?
No, not Jada Pinkett.
Right there, Don?
No, but Jada Pinkett is really his wife.
Right.
Will Smith's wife.
Yeah, get Jada over here. What's going on?
They all work for Westwood.
We'll bring her over anyway.
Okay.
Because we got to bring a hot woman over here to look at the foot.
We really should survey all types, Westwood employees and otherwise.
All right, now the deal is going to be, if it's a Westwood person, we'll say, how do you think our broadcast
Charlie walk fire. Oh, no, she's going to be the other pretty lady over here, right?
Oh, the one that you liked.
Yes, the one that was with Bill Raffarin.
The one who, frankly, for me, looks like she might be the feather down the throat type.
Oh, no.
She's a little young. I would say she appears to be. I mean, here she comes. Hi.
She's going to sit down. Hi there.
Hey, welcome back. You're the handler for Bill.
I'm the Wrangler.
The Wrangler. What is your name?
Yeehaw. My name is Ellie Woods.
Ellie. Very nice to meet you, Ellie.
Ellie, if you could be honest with us, how do you think we're doing compared to these other DJs?
Honestly?
Yeah.
I hope you're not offending the coaches.
Well, we've only talked to the one guy you brought by, just the analyst.
And you know what? He seemed to really like us a lot.
You guys,
we hit it off
with lighten up the mood too. Right. So I think they enjoy it. They get the sense of humor.
How long have you worked for Westwood One?
This is actually my first time.
First time?
Oh, so welcome.
Westwood One virgin. Have you been sacrificed at the foot of Larry Michael yet?
No, but do I want to?
Oh, it's a very, very. It's kind of a rite of passage.
Is there anything you'd like to ask us?
Why do you have
to help me? No, you know what?
Disqualified.
Lady.
Oh, no.
Westwood One lady with the video camera points right at my toe.
Our entire experiment was just blown right
thanks,
there.
Thanks, lady. You just ruined
her. Now, don't get too angry. We're going to try the experiment again. She didn't know.
Just ruined
all right, you have to be excused now because the bit was ruined there.
She was
our
wrong.
Little experiment didn't work the same way.
The results are tainted.
Welcome. But, Don, you can't blame the woman. She's hovering around, like so many do.
Yeah.
She's hovering around the most interesting broadcast site. You can't really blame her.
But still,
she's taken more photographs of this broadcast site than any other.
But you cannot trust an older woman with braces.
All right.
Still, the fact is, the young, hot Natalie Portman girl that we were talking to,
right.
She was standing there for 2 or 3 minutes. I mean, in the middle of the freaking table.
And then, unfortunately, the other lady pointed at it. We have to do this experiment one more time.
How about this tool with the tie?
No, because he's got a camera.
And I think he probably knows the show.
Hey, Rob,
that would be a disqualification.
Get the black guy right there.
Oh, Lisa's on it.
Get the black guy right there.
She might have a better chance than
that. Big black guy.
All right.
Is that Don,
I think you got to sit a little closer. And you know what? To make this work, I think the foot has to be a little closer to the other side of the table. So you got to pull your chair in a little bit.
Another set of cameras.
Okay. All right. You know what I mean? So
nice clear view.
Put it up here. It's like right up there.
Scaly foot.
There, it's in there. Now it's touching our microphone cord.
That's my headphone
cord.
Jesus.
What happened, Lisa? Where's the dude?
I invited him to come over, and he respectfully declined. He's with somebody.
Where'd you get the Viagra pack?
Oh, the tool with the tie dropped it off.
You sell Viagra? What's the Viagra pack for?
How'd I get it? Well, I can't tell you that.
Okay. All right.
How'd you get in here?
Pharmaceutical
rep. He's a pharmaceutical rep.
What are you doing in here?
I drove here from Mobile. I walked right in the door.
Are you a fan of the show?
I am.
Okay.
Mobile.
All right. Oh, you're from Mobile, Alabama. Okay, very good.
Well, listen, thank you then. And Buzz, here you go.
Oh, thank you.
Buzz always likes the free Viagra.
Sure.
What's your name, sir, so people in Mobile can hear you?
Bill Wilcher.
Bill Wilcher.
Now, Bill, you're watching the show. if you were one of these people, the experiment is, if you heard yesterday, I had my ingrown toenail removed. I had my ingrown toenail removed yesterday.
Yeah, I heard.
You see that? If you're coming up and you're talking to us, could you not? How could you not notice that?
That's the first thing I noticed when I walked up.
There it is.
Okay,
absolutely. And I think what it is. What do you want to touch it? He wants to touch it.
No, you can't touch it.
He's a bad
idea.
He's strange. You're a strange guy.
You're some guy who came here from Mobile. We appreciate it, but you brought Viagra and you want to touch my toe. No.
You know, even with the tie and the suit and stuff, I think you got some people in your crawl space.
Pharmaceutical rep. Hang around. I'll talk to you later.
All right, are we going to try to get somebody else to
come
by?
Let's get one other person. Let's just see.
It's really lean pickings in here.
Well, did you, you know what? Go get one of those girls up front with the basketballs. Yeah. See those two young hot girls?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Down, Tiger. Down. And this will be the end of the foot experiment.
In the summertime.
For now.
In the summertime.
We've got a Monday show to do, too, you know.
Oh, and Monday the bandage will be off.
That's right.
The bandage comes off tomorrow and I just kneel.
And you'll spend the whole weekend soaking in the pool.
Oh, God.
And the fountain that they have here at the hotel.
Hey, if the weather's nice, I do plan on spending some time poolside.
I think it's supposed to be delightful.
Yes. Buzz, what is the weather? I thought you said it was going to be thunderstormy today.
It's forecast 1A for New Orleans this time of year. Partly sunny, chance of showers. Every afternoon about 2, 2.30, it'll rain.
I'll tell you what, it does feel liberating to have that toe out of the sock.
I would think so.
It's healing, you know. Even as we speak.
What are you doing, Mike?
Just getting my cord away from your skeezy foot.
You're the one that moved my, as you call it, skeezy foot right there. Now the listener from Mobile is like zooming in to take close pictures of my toe.
Would you like to get a real close-up shot? Hey, come in closer, get a picture of the
toe. Just promise me, don't put this on one of those dumb fan websites. Just your personal collection.
Just personal collection. Get in there and get a good
go
close-up.
Knock yourself out.
If the foot remains anonymous, could it go on a fetish site?
Is it?
Get a good close-up picture of the foot. There we go.
As a drug rep, you got anything for that foot?
Buzz is just going gaga over the fact that this guy's a pharmaceutical rep.
Buzz, you know, I understand why the guy didn't give me anything yesterday, because really...
You know, it's nice that attention deficit disorder is now having a conversation over there, even though we sent her over to get somebody to come by.
Here, I got some Tussin. We can put some Tussin on it.
Didn't you send Lisa to get somebody to come over here?
Yeah.
You see what
here
doing?
She comes. Here right now.
Oh, and she's bringing someone back.
All right, here comes the girl. This will be the final experiment.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
How long does it take her to notice I've got my diseased...
I hope it takes a long time, if you know what I mean.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome.
Listen, that is a new record.
What did you say?
I heard it. I overheard it. She said, what happened?
To your toe.
Bingo.
End of the experiment.
The experiment. Winner. She's the big winner.
Another winner.
You were the quickest person to acknowledge Don's foot, and that's what the experiment was.
Do you know some of your coworkers and some of the other people here stood here and had 3 and 4 minute conversations before we finally said, is there anything you want to ask us?
That's it.
And then we would all look at my toe, and incidentally I had an ingrown toenail that I had removed yesterday.
Wouldn't that be the sign of the highest IQ, somebody that picked up on it that quickly? I think
I believe
is.
So you...
I am
you,
a genius.
Are you a Westwood One employee?
I am.
Wow. What is your name?
She won't be with
Gabriella.
Us long.
Gabriella.
What do you do, Gabriella?
Marketing and events.
Marketing and events.
Have you had a chance, have you had the pleasure of meeting Larry Michael?
Absolutely.
What do you think of Larry?
I adore Larry Michael.
Wow. She adores Larry.
She's new. Have you had the pleasure of...
That's what I'm doing.
Have you had the pleasure of meeting Radio's Mike O'Mara?
I haven't.
Who, incidentally, may I tell you, makes a fine salary.
Oh, yeah.
Even after he pays the soon-to-be ex... And I want to say, unfairly, is he put in that situation?
No, you can't
it's
do that.
Just my opinion.
Yes, your opinion.
Hi,
I'm Mike. Nice to meet you. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
That's Mike
here.
Very nice to meet you.
I'll tell you a little
how
bit
How are you
about
finding
Mike.
New Orleans?
I love it.
That's true.
It's a little humid, but it's okay. It's fun.
Let me tell you about Mike. Mike is...
Now, don't embarrass me now.
Well, tell me a little about yourself.
Well, honey, I'm married for 23 years.
With
I'm sorry,
toenail.
I'm off the market with my toenail.
Yeah.
I'm here peddling my friend Mike.
Plug Mike, go ahead.
I can listen.
You know what? I'm not interested anymore. She wants to know about you. It's over. The moment has passed. I know when I'm getting dissed.
If you want to get it on later, I'm registered under George Clooney. Never mind.
Thank you,
Gabriella. Very nice to meet you. A pleasure.
Would there be any chance you'd go out with Mike while he's here in law?
If Mike can speak for himself.
Gabriella, I can't.
He can't.
I can't speak for myself.
I'm sorry. No answer from me then.
So,
Wow. Pussy. Ask her.
I want to do my own.
Ask her to like to go to the casino with us.
Will you go to the casino with us?
To the casino with you?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't, I'm awkward. I feel like I'm being manipulated.
You're welcome. How old are you?
I know I look a lot younger than I am.
How old are you?
26.
Hey, Mike.
That's perfect.
She works.
How do you feel about men that are almost double your age?
Like my father's age?
You're not.
Ooh.
You're not double their age.
I'm 43.
43?
Double.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Your ideal age is about 27, 28, so she just barely missed it.
You know, I do
half plus seven.
I'm feeling very, you know, like speechless now because everybody's doing the talking for me now.
Well, you could do the talking yourself. We're trying to help you out.
I'd like to do the talking for myself, but I'd rather save that for a quiet time.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to ask.
I already did. I already said she's coming
to the casino.
Okay. All right. Well, it was nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.
Thanks for asking about my toe.
I hope you feel better.
Thank you. Rob, do we have anything, or do we have any of our publicity pictures or anything?
Hey, here you go. Have a Nautica t-shirt. Would you like that? Or you're in marketing, like you can get all of these that you want, right?
All right, thank you.
Would you like a Tic Tac?
Tic Tac, I'll take, because I can't find them anywhere.
Thank you very much. They're like bowls of Tic Tacs on every table. Thank you, Gabriella. Very nice meeting you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Mike, I want to say something to you. Very Penelope Cruz-ish she is.
She's lovely.
You know, without the...
But you know what? I
without
tell you,
the, like, European look of Penelope.
You know what?
Cruz.
And I know you mean well, and I know you really mean well. I can't... That just doesn't do it for me, because it, no matter how it acts, it what happens, and I'm getting
look
tongue-tied.
That,
hold
look
on.
Look at that tight little ass.
You know, she does have a beautiful ass.
She does.
You know what happens?
And I'm not even a fan of the ass.
When you do that, it comes across as I am a wimp. I can't get out of that. Because it's like I'm sitting here and I'm not doing my own talking, you see?
I'm just trying to help.
I know you are.
I'm not trying
to help. And I know you mean it only in the best possible way.
I do.
But you understand, see, she reacted negatively to that. You say,
yeah.
Well, why can't he talk for me? And I'm over here just going, you know, that makes me just go, you know?
Well, do you think she wants to meet me later?
She does.
Yeah.
I think she was attracted to you.
Clearly. I can't.
I'll take care of it.
How about you go in my place?
Yeah, I will. And, okay. You know, once the cocktails get flowing,
there you go.
You know, all things, the playing field becomes equal.
Let me just say that the casino is also a great equalizer for you.
You're damn right it is, Don.
When you're in your element at the casino...
Well, you know, I know it's a very popular term that's being bandied about lately today, but I am a player, if you know what I mean.
And I got to say, this thing would put my foot up on the table.
You know, the toe isn't bothering me as much as that mushroom field you've got underneath your foot.
You know... I will have you know
and
that...
I can see the bloody area where you've, like you've been working it with a pencil or something like that.
A little bit. A little bit. Come on. It's better than it used to be.
Wow. I agree.
That's the last time I have you get laid.
Yeah,
that's the last time.
Yeah, she's sprinting to my bedroom as we speak.
That's the last time.
Oh,
so, everybody, how are you enjoying our Final Four basketball show?
It's basketball, basketball, and more basketball.
We're live at the Final Four in New Orleans, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's all we had when I was a kid, Robitussin. No matter what you got, Robitussin better handle it. Daddy, I got asthma, Robitussin. I got cancer, Robitussin. I broke my leg, Daddy poured Robitussin on it. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get in there, boy. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get on down to the bone. Yeah, the tussin ought to straighten out the bone. It's good. If you run out of tussin, put some water in the jar, shake it up. More tussin. More tussin.
The Don and Mike Show. Making America scream. Oh, my Peter. The Don and Mike Show.
Amen. Oh, my Peter.
yeah.
Bonnie Bernstein is here from CBS. One of the few people that we've actually requested to join us on the show.
Always a
from
pleasure.
New Orleans. I will tell you...
You had quite a little mess during the break there.
Well, I spilled my cola. Mm-hmm. And Mike, who can blame me? I definitely stole for my son one of the Final Four basketballs.
You got it over here?
Very good.
Did you just go up and take... Oh, wow.
Yeah. I just walked up and took it.
It's nice.
So I stole, it's a Westwood One thing. So I stole it for my kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking back with it, and I see Bonnie Bernstein. And I'm thinking, well, the first thing she's going to say, like everybody says to me, is, boy, you look great with the weight you've lost.
Yeah.
The first thing she says is, where's Charlie?
Yeah.
And I said, I don't know. And then
she heard the news?
Have you noticed how much weight I've lost?
And then she put out that the cheek, like, you know, give me the aunt kiss. And then I said,
now then I pointed out your shirt. Now we have to describe your shirt because people can't see what your shirt looks like.
Hawaiian
with
Seattle Seahawks.
With referees and balls and it's just Seattle. It's just, that dome doesn't exist anymore.
That would be why the shirt would be a collector's item.
So critical.
So do we get to blow it up?
See, you know what? Yeah, let me tell you something. Right now. You see this dynamic you two have. It's always the same.
But
you think she's busting on you. No, this is out of love.
But the first thing she's
love,
said,
right?
Tough love.
The first thing that Bonnie Bernstein says is, where's Charlie?
I'm sorry.
And are you aware?
No, here's why. Because I saw Charlie before I saw you guys. And Charlie, I wasn't sure where your table was. And Charlie was going to show me where your table was.
Are you aware that Charlie is engaged?
No.
And if you look directly to your right, you will see the woman that Charlie is engaged to.
Just because I needed an escort to your table, I promise. I've tried as much as I've tried in the past. I don't think I have a shot.
I don't think so either.
Charlie, Aunt Rhonda. Oops. Okay. My microphone was turned up way too loud. Did you mention right out of the shoot that you're now going to be a married man? He didn't come up.
He says it without even batting an eyelash, which is very encouraging.
Yeah. No need to mention to Bonnie Bernstein.
Me, monkey man, Charlie Broyhill.
Yeah?
He's speechless.
That's not unusual.
Well, now, wouldn't you say to someone who, and I would say you're friends with Bonnie, but let's just say she's an acquaintance who you've known and you've seen on a semi-regular basis, wouldn't you say, hey, hi, I haven't seen you for a few months. Guess what? I'm getting married.
I suppose most normal people would.
Most people gifted.
The operative word being
exactly.
Normal.
Right.
Gifted in the ways of
that
etiquette, the social graces.
That's right.
Not ye.
Exactly. I won't put my foot on a table.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Bonnie missed that.
Wait, I don't know that.
I'm not going to show you, but I had an ingrown toenail.
That's enough.
It was very... anyway, it's bandaged and it's bloody and it's...
He had it up on the table a moment ago.
I mean, if you don't like me with a Hawaiian shirt, you really wouldn't like me with the ingrown toenail.
You know, these Kodak moments are becoming few and far between with you.
Now, Bonnie, where do I begin?
Oh, God.
How do I still proclaim my love for you? How do I tell you that when I'm channel surfing on Sunday or a Saturday, when you're at the CBS Sports desk...
I love her at the CBS Sports desk.
You didn't even know she was at the CBS Sports desk.
I did, too. Now, this I have been hung out to dry.
Who's it sponsored by?
I don't know. I just know Bonnie was doing the anchor thing, and I thought it was very, very cool. It's a cutaway from one of the games.
Okay.
And if I was watching it, was it a cutaway from golf, maybe, also?
Yeah, we do cut into the golf.
Bingo. And that's why, because I was watching the golf tournament, because I love that sport.
Well,
and
proof.
Just like, as much as I love basketball and football.
I'm not gonna compete with you for the affections of Bonnie, because
I don't have a chance with Bonnie. Bonnie has always had a thing with you and Charlie. And I don't have a chance with that other lady that you were doing all the talking. I'm feeling very emasculated and fat right now. And I'm going to get drunk tonight, and I'm going to walk around Bourbon Street and ask women to show me their cans.
Okay, now here's the question. If you didn't feel fat, would you still go out and get drunk and chase women and do all that stuff you just said that I'm not going to
eat?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter. No. Yeah, I'm unredeemable.
Now, Bonnie,
two wives have found that out.
Are we still to believe that you're without a steady boyfriend?
Didn't you have a boyfriend when we interviewed you in New York? Didn't you have a boyfriend at that time?
I might have.
I think she did.
Mm. All right.
Do you still have him around?
Different one.
Different one. Did you trade up or did you trade down?
I traded up substantially.
There you go.
Traded up.
And how long has this been going on?
Long enough.
Is he married?
No.
Who gets this? Who is different from the last one?
No, the last one wasn't married.
I'm kidding, of course.
Of course.
I'm kidding, of course. How long have you been seeing him?
See, I'm kind of like
you tried to duck that question.
No,
before.
I see. Now I have to think about it. Since the fall.
6 months.
Yeah, something like
is
that.
Is it true? I just heard a rumor. I'll throw it out here, and we'll just be done with it. And you can. Is it Les Moonves?
Oh my God! Don't you think if I was seeing Les Moonves, I'd be like the main anchor?
Absolutely. Yes, you'd be doing it all. I didn't mean that to come out the way.
I'm gonna let that.
I don't know. I'm feeling insecure.
You work a lot with Dick Enberg during football season, right?
He's actually out here too, but he's our play-by-play guy.
One of the nicest men in sports broadcasting, right?
He's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were Dick Enberg and I don't remember the other guy.
Dan
Dierdorf, right? Yeah, you like the. Rob, why did you write down Dick Enberg at all?
Why are you going to do this to me again today, aren't you?
I don't get it.
It's Rob and I.
Bonnie, here's my point. I can't wait for football to come back.
Yeah?
I can't wait. I could give
a
rat.
Well, God knows your Redskins have spent enough money.
They're not, please, they're not my Redskins. I live there, and I agree with you. They've spent. Do you think Lavernius Coles is worth $35 million?
You know what? It's hard to say because when Vinny Testaverde was starting for the Jets, his production was substantially lower than when Chad Pennington got there. And those two were drafted the same year when they were working their way up. You know, they kind of had that chemistry that comes when a quarterback throws to a receiver enough. And so when Pennington got in there, his numbers skyrocketed. You know, is that indicative of Lavernius Cole's talent? Or is it indicative of the chemistry that those two players develop together?
I'll tell you something.
So, I don't know how to
you
answer
you are
question.
So sexy when you talk about football because you
it's
really
impossible.
Know. Because you know. No.
I was thinking the same thing, and it's just, you know, you got that Rolodex, that football Rolodex that you know all that stuff, and it's just, but I feel the same way
it's
either.
It's weird, though. It's funny, because it kind of gets put on the back burner, because you pay attention, you read the papers, you look through the headlines, whatever, but I barely acknowledge college basketball until the Super Bowl's over, and so for this concentrated period of, you know, 3-4 weeks, it's like the NFL, and I have to jar my brain. Okay, Lavernius Coles played for.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, okay. You know he's getting paid an exorbitant amount of money for a different team, and that would be Washington.
The joke around Washington D.C. now is that Dan Snyder now owns two NFL teams. He owns the Washington Redskins and the New York Jets. That's the joke going around.
At least they do that.
Thank you. Pretty good though, huh? Pretty good, huh?
Nice.
You know, you're just out to embarrass me today, and I'm really
not
getting tired of it.
I'm not.
You've lost the weight, and now you know. And the thing with Gabriella, and now with Bonnie.
Now with Gabriella.
Gabriella.
That was the girl I was trying to hook Mike up with, and I was not.
I don't want to play in your sandbox.
I was not trying to hurt. I was trying to help with Gabriella.
I could use a good stiff drink right now.
Right now.
We can get you one.
Okay. I'd like to have like...
Bonnie, what will you be doing during the CBS coverage?
I'll be doing... Well, during the games, I'll be on the sideline. And then we've got a Final Four show that runs before the games start on Saturday and a Final Two show on Sunday. And I'm doing a feature on Carmelo Anthony, the kid from Syracuse, mm-hmm. for the Final Four show. And then I've got another piece I did on Title IX. The legislation that tries to create equality for all genders in sport. See, they're very. It's. Are you guys up on this at all?
Yeah, I am. I'm aware of what you're talking about.
Okay. Title IX's been going on for 30 years,
right.
And basically, it's been to try to create more of a level playing ground for mm-hmm. women in sports, and it's not just at the collegiate level; it's
right.
High school and. And all that stuff, but now...
I'm against it, incidentally. I've heard about it, I'm aware of Title IX, but I'm against it. But go ahead.
No, but what's interesting is, now all of a sudden people are starting to say, well, women and schools have been able to come into compliance because all these guys' programs are being dropped. And so now there's this outcry of, oh, it's not about women now, it's about creating equality for men. And it kind of makes me laugh.
I bet you make a good meatloaf.
How do you mean that?
I actually do.
There you go.
I mean that. I mean that. I didn't mean anything by that.
Okay.
It was Nothing sexual implied by that.
Title IX.
I don't know. What is there anything sexual about Meatloaf that I must have missed the memo on?
Baby.
You see that man sitting to your left right there? He could tell you about that.
Baby.
Let's talk.
I want to tell you something sexy. I'll tell you what's sexy. When I come home and my wife has made me shake and bake chicken, I have a man of few things that I like, but the things that I like, I love. I love shaken. I know you're getting turned on by this. I can tell.
I'm trying.
I love shaken bake. And when I come home and she's got shaken bake and broccoli for me, I go, baby, you're the greatest.
Who's horny?
Does that make you horny?
Are you looking at me like, is that a sign? What does that sign mean? There's a woman standing
in
front of you.
That's the hurry-up sign.
Well, I don't understand. She's taking a pencil and she's going...
Well, give us just a second with Bonnie.
What is that? This is an old friend of ours. Yeah. That's what. What's that? Rob, give her a microphone.
Hey, listen, one thing.
What were you saying? What?
Say it on the microphone, please.
Come on. We get our listeners hear everything. That's it. Yeah, what?
I'm saying wrap it up.
Well, wrap it up.
Why? You got to get back to David Bowie or something? Don't you think she looks like that model?
Looks like Iman.
Yeah. Iman, yes. Yes, that's a compliment. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Grace Jones with you, everybody.
No way.
No.
Bonnie.
Yes.
My favorite NFL quarterback. I got one more football thing.
Is there a Final Four going on here?
I like baseball. That's the problem.
My MVP last year, I'm not kidding, was Steve McNair.
Steve McNair,
because he got the crap beat out of him every week, and every week he came back and played, and he had over 3,000 yards passing last year.
Unbelievable.
You like Steve McNair? That's all I want to know.
Steve McNair.
Hey, can I ask you a quick golf question?
Yeah.
Annika Sorensen is going to play in that PGA Tour event. You're aware of that,
yes,
right?
Does that have?
Why are you doing that?
Because it's women playing against men.
I know. Does that have anything to do with that Title IX stuff? Is that involved in it in any way? Or is it simply kind of a spectacle? Is that what it is?
I think it's...
And how do you feel about that?
You know what? I think it's interesting. Because if she doesn't... I mean, she's going to outdrive very few of the guys on the tour.
Right.
But I'll be interested to see how her short game matches up with theirs. Because really, if you think about it, once you get inside, I don't know, like 100, so much of it is about touch and what you can do with your clubs. And, you know, so I'll be kind of interested. But if she doesn't play well, if the PGA makes a mockery of it, then I'm not so sure what I'm going to think.
Yeah, I mean, she's put herself in a pretty difficult position, I think.
But there's a reason. There's a distinct reason why there are two separate tours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she is at the pinnacle of her career on the LPGA. And so now let's see what she could do against the big boys.
This woman can talk about any sport, ladies and gentlemen. Any sport. What are you writing
down?
What are you writing down?
A final note. If you pass that over to Bonnie, it's a private note, Rob, just from myself to Bonnie. You can answer it, and then you can give it back.
Am I allowed to read it?
Sure.
Which is what you really want me to do.
Well, go ahead.
What is it?
Mike is happy and satisfied in his career.
No.
Don't let him tell you anything
otherwise. No. Come on, read what I wrote.
I can't read. Did I not tell you that?
Mike is lonely. Mike is lonely and available. Will you meet him tonight for some blackjack? Stop trying to help me.
I don't want your help.
I've had a very bad year. A very bad year, but I'm doing much better. No, I'm not. I'm doing worse than I was doing before. But I'm fine, Bonnie. Don't worry about me. Don's trying to help me today. What's that?
Did my visit at least put a smile on your face?
Yes, it was uplifting. It really was. It truly was.
What do you? I can just make one person smile.
You always
even
make
if it's
smile.
Not Don.
I'm smiling, but I'm writing.
What's he writing now? Are you writing another note
now
for Bonnie?
Now he's writing in blue pen.
It's about Mike.
Take a look. Read it out loud, Bonnie.
It's blue alert.
Read it out loud.
Laughing on the outside.
Yes.
Crying on the inside.
That's so goddamn true.
That's right.
It's so sad. All right. Now, what are you... You're writing another note. You're going...
Sad clown.
That's me. I am the sad clown.
Bonnie, we do love you, and seriously... I love the fact that you know so much about sports, and you're such a groovy chick.
Groovy, baby.
Groovy. It's always a pleasure, and every other radio show wants you on.
And I hope the next time I see you, Don's just going to talk about how happy you are and how jealous and envious he is of your happiness.
He's getting all kinds of stink. Me, I was up in the room, rubbing one out today at 2:15.
Don was getting all kinds of stink.
I do. I'm happily married. I do get all kinds of stink.
Okay.
From my wife.
If shake and bake and broccoli is stink to you, my friend.
Works for me.
Okay.
Works for me.
To each his own.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Bonnie Bernstein, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank you. A pleasure. Yeah, always.
That's
a pleasure.
Right.
Take care.
I put my disease lips on her hand.
Thank you, Bonnie.
You bet.
SARS came from?
That's SARS.
That's right.
We had a SARS scare on the airplane today.
A little bit of SARS. A little bit of athlete's foot.
SARS.
A little bit of ringworm.
Man, it's always nice to have Bonnie on the show. It's just it supercharges our energy level.
She's a pro.
She is indeed. Bye, Bonnie.
Bye. Bonnie.
Take care,
bye,
of yourself.
Bonnie.
Always a pleasure.
First thing.
Mr. Mike Bernstein.
First thing. Where's Charlie?
Yep.
Where's Charlie?
You okay with that, Lisa?
Where's effing Charlie? Yeah,
for sure.
Look at me. I've lost 47 pounds. Where's Charlie? Well, I can't tell because you're wearing a Hawaiian shirt. Where's Charlie? Where's Charlie?
She want him?
I don't know.
At least you don't get a laugh track played every time you try to ask a serious sports question. I work hard on those questions, Don. I try to be sports-like.
It was only on the one about the girl playing the guy in golf. Because I would have done that under any circumstance.
Atticus Arrington.
Like a girl could beat a boy at anything.
They are. That's going to be... a lot of people are going to be watching that.
Yeah. Well, we're here at the NCAA, and we've got the hardball fever.
Hardball?
We've got the round
cardboard. Hardboard.
Hardboard. Round ball.
Round ball. Round ball.
Clean glass.
Drive. Take it to the hole.
Drive the lane.
Nothing but net.
Nothing but net.
Crash the boards.
Yeah, right. Slam jam.
Right.
17 players.
Well,
take it to the hard board.
Tell our listeners that this effectively ends our coverage of the NCAA on today's show because we've got a good Jeopardy for you next.
All right.
And then plenty of time for Buzz with the news and the comments. Larry!
Larry.
Larry!
Larry! Larry Michael.
Larry!
I'll let you know. Larry's our executive producer for the
Larry
for
Michael
segment.
With Larry his pink Michael. Shirt that says Larry on it.
Larry,
I'm your host.
Charming host.
You're off the hook. We're back to our regular show for the rest of the show.
Okay, good.
So, Monday, I'm going to count on you for...
How many guests?
Well, we got to have Bobby Knight.
Okay.
We got to have Coach K.
Oh, my God. I mean, Bobby Knight. Wow. That is worth
who else showing up? John Wooden?
That's a show.
No. And Nancy. And you got to bring Nancy.
He's coming here today, but you guys are going a different direction.
All right.
Well, okay, that's it. Thank you, Larry. Right,
Monday, full show here, yes. And you need guests.
Yes, absolutely.
And the accommodations are okay.
Wonderful.
The travel is good.
Everything is great.
Wow. All right, everybody's happy.
Yes.
You have enough Tic Tacs.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're all set.
Thank you, Larry.
We'll see you later on this evening, Larry.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Are you running with us, right, tonight?
Vice to the president. Casino?
We're going to go all over the place.
If Mommy put the money in my account, I am.
Yeah, it's going to be casino. It's going to be Bourbon Street. It's going to be everything.
I was too nutty about that when I left the house today. Say, hey, honey, don't forget, put that, I need a little money for gambling. She goes, okay. I said, don't forget, put that money in my account about the, for the when I'm going again. Okay, the way out last night, I love you. She says, have a safe flight. I love you. I miss you. I love you. Don't forget to put the money in the account. So anyway.
So you'll be ready to gamble tonight.
Yeah, she put the money in the account.
Very right. Good.
We got a break. We'll be back with the Friday Favorite right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello there. Are you two heading for Las Vegas?
Yeah. We're going to score.
Oh, well, I hope to score big there myself. I'm mostly going to be doing the slots.
Yeah, I'm hoping to do some slots, too. Yeah, do they have a lot of slots in Las Vegas?
Oh, there's so many slots, we won't know where to begin.
Whoa. Hey, put it, this chick is pretty cool. She says there's going to be tons of slots in Las Vegas.
Cool. It's so nice to meet young men who are so well-mannered.
The Don and Mike Show. Even better than a jelly-filled scrotum. The Don and Mike Show.
We're live in New Orleans. The NCAA Final Four. We're going to the games tomorrow night, and then we're going to the game on Monday night, the championship game. What do you look at me in that tone?
I'm not. I'm looking forward to the games.
You wanted to go, remember.
What?
Remember, you wanted to go.
You're right. I'll be there.
You wanted to go.
I did.
You did. Didn't he want to go?
He didn't want to go. He wanted a ticket so he could go.
a ticket to talk to my friends in the lobby about.
I gotcha. We'll tell you Monday on the episode, live from New Orleans, everything that happens this weekend.
Oh, I get it. There you go.
Also Monday, hopefully we'll have some halfway decent guests.
I will tell you. I mean, and you and I are both not the king of basketball fans, but I will tell you, if Bobby Knight comes on this show, I know you will be out of your mind.
Orgasmic.
And I will be out of my mind, too. Okay. I think it'd be wonderful if we got a chance to talk to Bobby Knight.
Just in case, I want to mention to any of our listeners, I guess Little Rock, Mobile, Alabama. This joint is the Hilton, the Riverside Hilton, is where we're broadcasting from.
Right.
That's
where Radio Row is.
Not Portland. and you come into the hotel and you see a big thing that says Westwood One Radio.
Mm-hmm.
I mention this because...
Anybody wants to come down from Mobile to see us?
Monday, and we are in room C.
Exhibition
C. Not a joke. Monday, listeners playing live versions of your favorite game.
Fantastic. I am looking forward to that, and want to thank Larry, Michael, and everybody here at Westwood. They are making us feel very, very comfortable.
Indeed. And also forgot to mention, Monday... you'll see the toenail with no bandage.
All right.
And every day next week, we're giving a trip to Vegas. Nice. Every day.
Very good.
Wow. We'll give away the first one.
Are we going to have little clever ways of doing it?
Uh-huh.
Like maybe nudity?
On Monday. Not here, but yeah, at home.
Excellent.
Yeah. Now. A Friday paper.
It's game time now on
JFK
with cash for you and me. Uh-huh. It's time for Dawn and Mike to play.
Let me just say, he gives and he gives and he gives.
Here we go.
How are you? Jesus. Why are you in a room? Why are you in a big, stinky room with all DJs?
Joining us live.
Jesus, that's a great shirt. My dog threw up on it.
From the final floor.
Isn't that funny?
Here is Uncle Cartoon.
Oh, my God, you're killing me right now. How are you?
Did you have
a good flight?
Take a look at how many people
this are staring. This is fantastic.
At you.
Oh, great. Where's a mad dog? Why is he mad? Fantastic. Look, it's a stuffed phone. Am I talking too loudly?
Oh, God.
You're knocking my socks. Jesus, turn my headphones down.
Uncle Cartoon.
Oh, I spilled Coca-Cola. Jesus Christ.
You know, we've done the show pretty much.
Oh, my God. What a rock and roll good time we're having here.
Louder than the other shows.
Westwood One. Jeez Louise. Larry Michaels got Larry on his shirt. This is great. Free cookies. Free cookies, everybody.
Uncle Cartoon.
I love to laugh all the time. Look, I got golf tees for killing mosquitoes. This is exciting. And I've got a basketball net. Big fun for everybody.
Uncle Cartoon, who do you like in the final four?
I don't care. Who's got the bad breath? Look at the Tic Tac parade. Isn't that funny? Jesus, they got Tic Tacs in every bowl. It's snowing.
Can you name the teams?
Sure.
Can you name the teams that are here in the final four?
First of all, there's American University, Virginia Commonwealth, Northern Virginia Community College, and who rounds out the final four? I'm trying to think right now. Marist. There you go. Marist College, the Running Red Foxes. Oh, I'm horny. Oh, my God. Don't have an aneurysm. You'll make your toe start bleeding. Oh, my God. He choked on his own saliva.
Oh, dear.
Choked on his own saliva. Hello, Buzz.
Hello, Uncle Cartoon.
How's the no navel going?
It's great. Good to see you. Is that funny?
It's funny. It's funny when you love to laugh. Do you think I'm being too loud? Let's lay some pipe. Rock and roll.
Uncle Cartoon.
Oh, there are the newlyweds.
Yes, Charlie and Lisa.
Yes, that saves Westwood. What a room. There you go. Rock and roll.
God.
Are you okay? You're having a snot fest.
The thing is...
Oh, you're making me laugh.
It's the combination.
Free cookies. Yes, siree. Have some jambalaya. We're in the Big Easy. What's easy about it? The Giles.
It's the
Yes, of easy.
It's the combination of you doing this bit.
I love it.
And watching the people in the
room. Big ass cell phone. That's my writer, Rob Spiewak. He's feeding me the lines because I'm starting to see stars.
It's the combination.
I'm sweating to death.
Of you doing the character.
Who's going to lose the voice first? You and
everybody.
Me?
No, I'm going to lose my voice because I just took a swig of soda pop. Oh,
Dasani water. What generosity.
That went down the wrong pipe.
I hit my tooth with a microphone. Would you like to talk to Pepper? Oh, a rock and roll. The mosquito magnet is funny.
So what is it?
What is it?
What is it that you are doing?
What is the meaning of life, the Final Four?
What is it that you are doing here at the NCAA Final Four?
I'm celebrating the arrival of the Colorado Rockies.
What do you mean you're celebrating the arrival of the Colorado
All the teams,
Rockies?
As I mentioned before, the University of Colorado is here. They're a member of the Final Four. Also, who else do we have? Tulane, a local favorite.
Uh-huh.
We're delighted with their appearance in the Final Four. Very, very exciting. We'd like to welcome the Georgetown Hoyas. And rounding out the Final Four, of course, is Gonzaga. Very exciting. For another great Final Four. All my rice is dirty. We're in New Orleans.
With the New Orleans food.
If you saw my laundry, you know my rice is dirty. There's no doubt about it.
Now, Uncle Cartoon.
Why do you have all those cigars? Please tell me, Mr. Security.
You,
Oh, a Batman phone. Go right through.
You,
Rock and roll.
You are wearing a clown suit today.
I'm wearing a clown suit with large shoes. Which is my regular modus operandi that makes the security buzzer go off in the airport, and it also makes people stare at me.
Now,
isn't that funny?
When you come to an event like this,
what event?
Don't you want to be like all of these other people that are wearing the matching golf shirts that say Westwood One? Or
no, it's a very simple reason I like to wear my clown outfit. Do you know why?
Why?
Ask me why.
Why?
Play the game.
Why?
Ask me why.
Why? Why do you like to wear?
Because it's easier for the hookers to spot me in the lobby. Where's Bill Rastorini? He was fun. Don't you think so? He likes a cocktail now and then. So do I.
Real.
How's your toe, big boy? How's your toe? I have a bad liver.
Oh, dear.
Keep them coming, Rob. I'm relying on you now. It's autopilot for Uncle Cartoon. I don't feel like thinking. I'm already on vacation. Gambling at what? Gambling.
Uncle Cartoon.
Blackjack. I called my shorts this morning. Blackjack.
Uncle Cartoon, let me ask you a question.
Hit me.
Hey, do you think you have it in you to yell over to Jim Gray?
Jim Gray. Hey, Jim Gray, I'm your biggest fan. Rock and roll. You kill me. I swear to God. High five. You the man, Jim Gray. Fantastic.
Well done.
Come on the Don and Mike show sometime when you get a chance. He looks chubby.
He does not look chubby.
He's gained weight.
He has not gained weight.
He's gained weight, I swear to God. He's coming over.
Oh, no, no. Of all the times to have him come
Very
over.
Very exciting.
Oh,
have a seat. Rock and roll.
Hey, Jim.
That's right. I don't really talk like this. I'm doing a stupid character.
Hi, Jim.
You're Don King here? What's going on?
Oh, just having a good time. How are you, Jim?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm just wonderful. Didn't need to shave, did you?
Oh, why? This is radio.
It's radio. It doesn't matter.
Radio.
You know what I love about Jim, Uncle Cartoon?
What's that, Don?
He asks the tough questions.
He's the tough guy. That's right. He's gone toe-to-toe with Tyson. That's no small accomplishment, so even though it makes me laugh.
Why don't you? Would you love to laugh?
I love to laugh every single day.
Why don't you ask Jim Gray?
Let's do a serious interview. All right. May I do, please? May I do a serious interview?
Wait a minute. You look like you're a pilot. I mean, what are you guys doing here? You got these big old headphones
on. I'll tell you right now.
Are we trying to land this airstrip?
I'd like to do a serious interview with Jim Gray.
This could be a first.
All right. Here we go. Let me compose myself because, you know, I tend to
laugh. I knew this was going to be a mistake.
During these interviews, all right, here we go. This is Uncle Cartoon. James Gray. How do you like being in broadcasting?
Why are you screaming?
I have to.
Why are you screaming?
Are you afraid someone's not hearing you? I'm sitting right next
to
you.
I can't do the character.
I'm not up in aisle 39, 450 seats away. I'm right next to you. I hear you.
Jim?
Go ahead, Uncle.
Do you fold or do you crack? Uncle, he called me Uncle.
He did.
Jesus, we're pals. We're family members now.
Come on, Uncle.
All right, I'm going to do a serious
Say,
interview.
Uncle.
Who do you like in the Final Four?
Who's playing?
Marist or Virginia Commonwealth? Share it with us right now.
What Final Four are you at?
James Bray, ladies and gentlemen.
Pal off. Right. Slow,
thank
calm
you
down.
Very much.
Calm down. You're sweating. I know you're nervous.
Yeah, I am actually sweating right now. But we're having fun, aren't we?
We're always amigos, aren't we?
You and me are amigos. Rock and roll.
That's debatable. Goes. That's debatable. We'll wait till the end of this to decide that.
James Gray, what do you think of Don's shirt?
It's a Seattle Seahawks.
John has gotten so quiet.
Hawaiian shirt.
Being overshadowed by you and being just overrun.
What's my segment? I have to wait the whole goddamn week for it. Here you go. Would you like a Tic Tac?
No, I wouldn't, but thank you for offering.
They're all over the place.
Thank
they
you.
Are.
Thank
fantastic.
You. Thank
well, Jim, I've loved this time we spent together.
Thanks for being on the show, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. Jim,
good to visit with you guys again.
Any final words of wisdom for our listening audience? See, I have to laugh. That's fine. You don't know the show. That's okay. This is what
he
I
He loves to laugh.
Uncle Gertrude loves to laugh.
Boxes of briefs, Jim. Boxes of briefs, come on. Time's a wasting.
Not going down this road with you.
All right, thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you very much. A pleasure.
Thank you, Uncle Cartoon.
Another serious interview. Hit the Final Four. He goes commando.
You know that means no underpants.
No underpants. Right. That's me. I'm going commando.
Good for you.
I'm the cover of the night. I bet that was his favorite interview. There's no doubt. Goodbye, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
You don't have to wait all week for a bit. You just did a bit 2 days ago with George Bush.
Who are you talking to? That's busting my balls. For God's sake, okay. My God, it looks like a Yahtzee board what you're wearing today.
All right, it's Uncle Cartoon.
Uncle Cartoon.
Now, here's the real question.
The real question. Serious time.
When we come back from this break.
Are we going to have more TikTok?
Yes, we are.
How many people in this room are going to come over and tell us to shut the F up?
I don't give a rat's ass. I'm making a living.
We need a couple of callers now for low budget Jeff Hardy. Phone number.
Look, it's a hand net.
877-365-3636.
All my rights is dirty. All my rights is dirty. Go on, lick it.
You realize you made me laugh so much that you made the Diet Coke go down the wrong side of my throat and came out my nose, and for about 5 minutes there, I was incapable of speaking.
I thought you were going to have an aneurysm. Where are the pictures I was supposed to see? Where's the picture of the man? The man that you had, the nude. Where is it? Lick it.
All right. Uncle Cartoon. Live at the Final Four.
Live at the Final Four. Sweating. It's hot in here.
We need
women.
Oh, we need some callers, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Are you going to sing and dance with him?
I'm going to do the chance. We have a chance national anthem.
Okay.
You ready? Stand up, chance. Okay?
Come on, Don. Don't be scared. Yeah.
Okay. I wrote this song myself. This is a good boy. This is a nice boy. This is a happy boy. This is the chancy man. Look at the chancy man. How we love the chancy man. The chancy man. We love his little nosy and we love his little faces. And that is why we love the chancy man. The chancy man.
The Don and Mike Show. Can you believe we're back from commercials already? Here's Don and Mike.
I think I mentioned this earlier, but I want to say it again, that every day next week on the show, thanks to the good people at Viramax, we have a vacation to Las Vegas to give away every day next week.
Wow.
And we give away the first vacation on Monday's episode. Before we play Love to Jeopardy, I believe that Uncle Cartoon
they disciplined me.
Has has been asked to say something.
They really said, you got to keep your voice down. And stop laughing.
Oh, dear.
Don't laugh so much. I said, come on.
To which you responded,
free cookies.
Listen, are we trying to tell people?
I swear to God, it's a rock and roll emporium here. Are you having a good time?
You love to laugh.
I love to laugh more than anything in the world, especially when we're playing Low Budget Jeopardy.
And I love the fact that you are loving to laugh at a major, major sporting event.
The Final Four. Paddle boats on the river. Let's go down to the box.
And
the Big Easy.
Do you know the nickname of New Orleans besides the Big Easy?
Urinetown.
No. The city that...
The city that... Get sticky.
No, it's the city something for God.
That care for God.
The city that smells like jizz. No.
You know that when they had a basketball team here before, when it was the Hornets, it was actually the New Orleans Jizz.
Really? That's a funny name.
And they moved to Salt Lake City, and they never changed the name of the team. Now it's the Utah Jizz.
I'm going to give you a big oversized shoe for that one. You win, Donnie boy. How are you?
Uncle Cartoon.
Why so many cigars? Let's go splashing in bottles of spunk.
Before we start the game, I'm looking around and seeing if there's anyone else you could call out to, like Jim Gray. I don't see anybody.
I don't think so. Perhaps I could give somebody a bedspread from your hotel room. That would be funny.
Alright, let's play, wow, turn that down, Joe.
Jesus. Beautiful mind.
Oh, never mind. Look at that, I got that. I got the thing right there. It's all on me.
Hello? You've got the controller.
Yeah, that can be.
Fantastic.
All right, now
You're killing me with the levels.
I'm doing the best I can.
I understand you. Don't get angry. You're not pretty when you're angry. You got bleeding ears.
This is my low-budget Jeopardy, and here
Hello.
Is Uncle Cartoon.
Hello? Hello? This is a quiet Uncle Cartoon. Is my microphone too loud now?
You turned it too loud.
Are we doing this one now?
Yeah.
Look, I've got two. Let's put them together. Oh, we're peeking. Very exciting. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio are two people. Let's say hi to a tuxedo salesman from D.C. This is Daryl Russo.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Daryl.
What's up?
And now entering the studio is a satellite installer.
You know what I think? We're
going
to have to do this bit without the music, and until we get to the end with the prizes.
Who's running the music?
Well, for some reason,
mind.
No, it's not Joe. For some reason, I know this is very technical.
Hello. Hello, is this on?
The microphones and the machine that plays my tapes like this.
I think I've blown all the circuitry.
They're all being run through the same board.
That's all very exciting.
So there's not a limiter. So
sounds better.
So if I turn up one of them like this one.
Oh, we're sorry.
It turns everything.
Right. Sorry, Charlie.
Oh, we're sorry.
He's funny.
That's right.
That is right.
That's right.
I love you, little trinket. And now entering the studio is our other challenger. This is Marcus Emery. I'm trying to be quiet and not laugh. Hello, Marcus. Are you there? Stain the carpet.
Marcus.
Yeah.
Hey, Marcus, dude.
How you doing?
We're doing great, Marcus. And I'm getting that repeat in my headphones. What is it that Joe has to do to take care of that?
Take it out of audition.
There you go. Thank you, Joe. And guys, here are your categories, Daryl and Marcus. They are...
Whoop-de-doo.
Chris Rock movies.
Chris Rock. Yes, sir. We own a piece of the rock.
War on Iraq.
Oh, the war. We can't laugh about that now. That's not funny.
No.
Iraq bad. Bad. Iraq and roll.
Oscar love.
Oh, that's great. The Oscars.
Dot, dot, dot. Most popular legal drugs.
Oh, I don't need drugs. I'm high on life.
And Nuon Divid Home Volio.
Viagra. Give them to me again, man, Lord Quizmaster.
Okay, you got Chris Rock movies, The War on Iraq, Oscar Love, Most Popular Legal Drugs, and Nuon Divid Home Video. Let's see. Daryl, we'll start with you. Daryl.
All right.
Let's go with Chris Rock for one.
All right, Chris Rock movies for one. This Chris Rock movie, I'm still hearing the delay. I don't know if it's on the air. So is this guy on the first bank of phones or the second bank of phones? How can that be? Uncle Cartoon, would you handle this for me?
Hey, Joe, have a pharmaceutical. Go ahead, Joe. Take a nice Vicodin. Everything will work itself out. How's it sounding, Joe? Fix what?
Fix what?
Is there a little delay?
Fix what?
Hello?
Fix what?
Echo.
Fix
Echo.
What? That's right.
Fix what?
Fix what?
Fix
what?
Fix
what?
Fix what?
Fix what?
Roll up.
Fix what?
Roll up for the mystery tour. Hey, is this Timothy Leary?
I am the ape man.
I am the walrus.
Cuckoo-ca-choo.
All right, everybody want to go on a trip? Stare at Don's shirt right now. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Don's?
Yes.
This would be a good time for you to give us a little white rabbit.
Loud enough for everyone to hear?
Go ask Alice.
One pill makes you larger, and another makes you small.
How's it going there?
But the ones that mother give you don't do anything at all.
He's killing me.
Go ask Alice. When she was just small.
What's the Jayhawk theme?
Rock Chop Jayhawk.
That kills me.
Do we have this problem fixed on the phone?
It sounds like it. I don't hear the echo anymore.
Is it gone now?
I think we're all set. Rob's getting a phone call.
Beautiful, then. Robbie, who's on the telephone?
Joe says, please pad longer.
Please pad longer.
Marcus on hold and then punch him back.
Please pad longer. Well, that's what you love hearing while you're doing a live national show from a remote broadcast site. Please pad longer.
There seems to be a breakdown at the home office.
That's what I say to my wife when she's having her period.
Pad longer.
Please pad longer.
Maxie.
You know that used to be my radio name.
What's that?
Pad longer.
Pad longer. You're killing me.
I'm on the pad longer. You're on the pad longer get together for a good look at Friday.
Sure, we're going to need you to step out of that belt.
Try it now after we punched it up.
All right, let's see. Hello, Daryl and Marcus.
Are you there, boys? That's
better.
Yeah.
Daryl?
Yes.
Marcus?
We're getting Marcus back on the line.
Yes, sir. There's nothing I like being in the capable hands.
Oh, Joe.
Of a beautiful mind. How are you, everyone? This is Uncle Cartoon. Come and visit me in Sarasota.
I believe for the entire first 3 hours of the show, the only phone call we took was one call from a guy for the Secret Sound. Right?
The show is funny.
That's right.
He is, isn't he?
I like Joe. I don't know.
He loves me. We're very good pals.
I don't necessarily think this is his fault.
It's not his fault at all. We work on equipment together.
Even though Lisa's shaking her head like it is his fault.
Joe, I wrote a song about him. You like to hear it?
Sure.
Yes. Joe, Jellyhead Joe.
You got it, Joe? Joe, I just heard it. I just heard the delay when it said you got it, Joe. But let's try it again. Let's go to Daryl and Marcus. Daryl.
Yes.
Marcus.
Yeah.
Normally you have to go to market number 300 to get this kind of show.
All right, Daryl, Chris Rock movies for one.
Yes.
You know, we're just going to play on here. There we go.
Play on, Garth.
Co-starred Kevin Smith and Alanis Morissette.
What is Dogma?
Right, there you go.
$1 for you, Daryl.
Chris Rock movies for two.
There you go. Co-starred Anthony Hopkins.
What is
Marcus, your chance to steal.
Rush Hour.
That was not in
what
the form of a question.
Rush Hour.
And it's Chris Tucker, not Chris Rock. The movie is Bad Company.
Daryl, that means you're in control.
Okay, Chris Rock movies in three.
Okay.
And you know what? That might be a new record for Joe and the engineering staff back at home. Someone call Lil J and tell him what a great job they just did. There was only like 8 minutes to get the phones fixed.
That's fantastic. I say kudos to everybody.
Have you met Lil J Stevens? Well, he used to be
in
your
act. Him? He was in my act, absolutely. We had the flea circus together. He rode the little bicycle across the little tightrope. It was wonderful, and then I put him in his cage. And I give him a kernel of corn for dinner.
You know,
hi, little Jay.
Chris Rock movies for three. This Chris Rock movie co-starred Renee Zellweger.
I have no freaking idea.
Marcus, your chance to steal.
What is Nurse Betty?
Right.
And that means she's fat now.
She's awesome.
Renee Zellweger. Awesome. Yes, she is. She's big. Big as a house.
No, she's not.
I'm just joking. I'm a kid. Come on now. Farts. I'm going to read everything he writes. There you go. Pencils. Marcus is in control.
Marcus, I'm sorry.
Let's go to War in Iraq for one.
I love Rob.
War in Iraq for one.
Let's rub one out together.
Oh. Oh, please. Fox News douchebag kicked out of Iraq by the Pentagon.
Who is Geraldo?
Yeah.
$1 for you, Marcus. You're rolling now. You're developing quite a lead. My soldier is at attention.
Oh.
Go ahead, Marcus.
Iraq for two.
NBC News douchebag kicked out of Iraq.
Who is...
Gerald, your chance to steal.
War on Iraq for three.
I mean, you guys don't know Peter Arnett.
F. Crap.
I love it when Buzz openly laughs at somebody.
Laughs at the contestants.
Peter Arnett has clown hair like me.
And
my wet thing has SARS.
Oh.
All right, Marcus, you're in control.
War on Iraq for three. Word used for TV correspondents who are traveling with our troops.
What is embedded?
No.
Daryl, your chance to steal.
I don't know.
I'm down to three toes.
It's not embedded, it's umbedded.
Umbedded?
Umbedded.
U-M. I read it in the newspaper.
Actually, it's E-M.
Embedded?
It's E-M.
Embedded.
Is it E-M?
E-M.
Embedded.
E-M-B-E-D. Embedded.
It's my show. You're out of luck.
Marcus is still in control, though.
Someone get the first the front page of today's post, though. They did print it as U-M-B-E-D-D-E-D.
No, wow. No, you got it wrong.
Well,
pay attention to the newspaper stories. It's Oompa-bedded. Make an Oompa-bed.
Okay, who's in control?
Marcus is in control. I've got a headache.
Marcus.
Let's go to Oscar for one.
Oscar Love.
You're talking like a pig.
I'm talking like Charlie Stoffel.
Charlie Stoffel.
Rob and I heard this morning on Old Age 100.
Gay queer.
Okay, for one.
Gay queer. Tubas.
Oscar Love. This picture for Best Picture. Winner for Best Picture.
Marcus.
I have no idea.
Daryl, your chance to steal.
What is Chicago?
All right, there you go.
$1, Daryl's back in control. Gay queer.
Okay, most popular drugs for one.
No, you got to finish Oscar.
Okay, Oscars for two then.
Oscar loves this winner for best original song.
No clue.
Marcus, your chance to steal.
No clue.
No clue.
No clue. Guys, it's Eminem. Lose Yourself.
And Daryl, you're in control. Peter to play.
Oscar loves this winner for best documentary feature.
Who is Michael Moore?
There you go. Nice.
$3 for you, Daryl. You've taken the lead. Select again.
The most popular legal drugs for one.
Oh, right. Now we're rocking and rolling. Mrs. Moore. Mandy Moore needs more food.
This is America's...
My shorts are sticky.
This is America's number one over-the-counter pain reliever.
I'm coming with number three.
What's Tylenol?
The number one?
Tylenol is right.
$1 for Daryl. You're moving into the lead significantly, Daryl.
Drugs for two.
This is America's number one over-the-counter heartburn / upset stomach reliever.
What is... Pepto-Bismol.
It gives me the runs.
No.
Marcus, your chance to steal. I made my own glue.
What is Alka-Seltzer?
No. It's number one, Tums.
Tums, yeah. The little pill that you take. Makes your tummy feel good. And then you make glue.
And legal drugs for three. This is America's number one over-the-counter cough syrup.
What is Robitussin?
Right.
I take it rectally.
Okay. All right. Let's end this game. We're down to new on Divot Home Video.
Very good. Okay, Daryl, you're in control.
All right, Daryl, new on Divot Home Video for one. Stars Anthony Hopkins.
What?
Hello, Daryl.
Bad Company.
No.
Who knows, man? What is Red Dragon? Right.
No, now hold on. Did the guy get it or not?
No, he didn't. Neither one had an answer.
No, I heard funny. I heard somebody say Red Dragon.
Yes.
Red Dragon. Never mind.
No, never. They didn't say it soon enough.
Never mind. Maybe you did, and we're not hearing
it. He said it, but he said it after who knows.
I said Red Dragon.
Okay, go.
That doesn't count.
Okay, for two.
That was me that said who knows.
Who said who knows?
Daryl. I did.
Yeah.
Darryl,
he got it right.
This is not funny.
Then, Daryl, why were you talking when it was Marcus's turn to talk?
I don't know. I'm an idiot.
All right. You know what? How much money does Daryl have?
Daryl has $9. Marcus has $4, unless, of course, you give him the last question, which would be a value of how much? The Red Dragon question. That would be $1, right?
No, that means Marcus gets $9 more.
$9 more.
And Daryl gets $0.
That means Marcus has 13, Daryl has 0.
Okay. Wow.
What do you think of that, boys? That's a little impetuous, don't you think?
A little harsh.
Ooh, that's
come on, man. Look out for it, brother, now.
Come on now. Who's in charge here?
Well, why don't we give Daryl a chance to come back? Do you want to give him 25 cents?
No.
All right. That's all right. Daryl's in control. Daryl, you have a chance to go to the final round.
Yeah, well, I need to do it. For two.
Yeah.
All right.
Rectally.
Stars Eminem.
What is 8 Mile?
$1.
He got his dollar back.
He got back in control. I'm so confused.
And finally, Daryl, last question on the big board. Stars Erica Christensen.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know this one. Don't worry about it.
Marcus, your chance to steal.
What is Erica Does Sacramento?
Jake Weir.
No, that would be Swim Fan.
And that's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy, thank God Almighty.
Yes, it is now. Now, Uncle,
yes?
As James Gray called you, Uncle?
Uncle, like Jackie Chan.
Uncle Cartoon, I know that we've kind of manipulated the score. Who's got what?
Well, Marcus finishes with $13 after you gave him that windfall. And Daryl has $2.
All right, guys, anything can happen in Final Low Budget Jeopardy. Here's where we physically force you both to bet it all.
Is your toe oozing?
Good luck. Here's your category. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. And here's the answer. According to... Oh, hi, Buzz.
Hi.
According to Brand Week for the year 2002, this is the most popular brand of cigarettes sold in America.
Cancer scare.
Smoke 'em if you got 'em. According to Brand Week for 2002, this is the most popular brand of cigarettes sold in America last year.
Cough and nails.
Don't forget to answer the form of a question at Good Luck.
Paul, all contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive items from the Uncle Cartoon Clown clothing line. Yes, America, you can be like me and dress like a clown with a full selection of puppy shirts, big lapels, and big oversized shoes. And when you buy a garment from me, I'll throw in a carnation that squirts urine. That's right. The clown clothing line from Uncle Cartoon. That's right. You've got class when you're dressed like an ass. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Uncle Cartoon. All right, let's end this.
Thank God.
I don't know if we're going to match that first segment with James Gray.
James Gray.
That's a hard one to match. We want to go to Daryl first.
The first time I've ever been low energy.
Daryl, according to Broadband for the year 2002, this is the most popular brand of cigarettes sold in America last year.
What are Marlboro Lights?
Oh, I'm sorry,
Negative.
Daryl. That knocks you down to zero.
Marcus, if you have the right answer, you're the big wiener.
What are Camels?
No.
No, it is Marlboro Red.
Red in a box. Yes, sirree. Smoke them if you got them.
Marlboro Red in a box. That means it's the type of game.
I like them regularly.
That's Alan Limelong love.
It worked the first time.
We've given away absolutely no money today. Uncle Cartoon, tell our guys what they got.
Hello.
I'm just going to lose the music.
Hello.
It's easier without the music.
Yeah. All right, boys.
Tell them what they've won.
I'm going to be very quiet now.
You don't have to be quiet.
You've won an HBO 30 Years of Boxing Podcast. HBO Sports. Take a look at 12 of the most memorable fights. Booyah! In 30 Years of Boxing.
I got a Joe's playing music now, right?
Next Wednesday night at 10 p.m., HBO's Legendary Night tells the tale of Yabba Dabba Doo. Who cares? But wait.
There's more.
You've won a pair of tickets to the show of your choice at Wolf Trap. Ooh, very scary. Enjoy your favorite artist this summer at Wolf Trap. Or go to www.wolftrap.org or call 703-255-1900. I have to take a bath. I got a brown stain.
I'm sorry.
It's all out.
Thank you, Daryl. Thank you, Marcus.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Right.
I don't think it could have ever gone better.
No.
And, at least Jim Gray was fun.
Uncle Cartoon.
Thank you, Joe.
Let me say, boy, we better get those phones fixed by Monday's show.
Yeah. Oh,
tells me we're going to need them on Monday's show.
Lick it till I laugh.
always remember, Cartoon, Uncle Cartoon.
Cartoon, call me Cartoon. Free cookies.
Hey, Tune.
Yes, Tune.
Tune.
Tune, it's been a rock and roll hoochie coo.
It's always great having you on your show. Always remember, never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Colorado Incorporated. It is distributed by King Will. Goodbye.
Thanks, Joe.
Uncle Cartoon.
Always an adventure.
There's only a few times a year when it's a combination
right.
You making me laugh and me like seeing somebody else laugh.
You had something with the Coca-Cola going up your nose.
And the Coca-Cola up my nose, and Lisa was over there mouthing to me, "Are you okay?
I thought,
are
I, you know,
are you okay? Are you dying?"
We're in the middle of doing that, and I looked over you, and for a minute there, I got a little bit worried.
I was silent, but Mike, that's... There you go. All day you think I've been busting your balls.
Yes.
That right there.
Thank you.
I can give you no bigger compliment than the fact you nearly killed me while you were doing Uncle Cartoon.
Thank you very much. I take that as a compliment.
James Gray.
Oh, my God.
James Gray.
It's crazy because you're in here, and I've got the headphones on. I don't know how loud I'm screaming, but I'm screaming in here about as loud
very
as a
loud.
Human being can.
It was very loud. Let's go to Buzz.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Buzz.
Yeah.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
we're about
to... one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
That's me.
He made it up.
And meanwhile, Rob is just writing down from like queer,
yep.
Gay.
And the most important one, free cookies.
I take it rectally.
Buzz, what is your lead story today on the news and comments?
Hey, today, nothing but good news about the next season of The Sopranos.
Oh, very good.
Oh, all right, for a change. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Hey, tune. That was very...
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crestpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They put testicles on Bob Barker's ribs. Don and Mike.
Truth. Time for Buzz in the News. Buzz brought to you by Duramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer. It's doctor developed.
Someone called for a doctor?
Clinically tested Duramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it today. Duramax 1, AAA, Tri, VMAX. You know, we are in New Orleans for the Final Four.
All right.
Courtesy of Westwood 1.
That's nice.
Some of us are going to the game tomorrow night.
Yep.
Some of us will be going to the final game on Monday night. Either, I know, Mike, you don't want to go. Charlie and I are going to go.
Okay.
Either way, you're going to hear about the games on Monday.
Rob and I are going to go to a bathhouse.
And also on Monday, you're going to hear about, as the spinner sang, games people play.
That's right.
Yeah. Because we got, and I do mean this in my best DJ style,
big weekend plan.
We got 48 hours of nonstop partying.
That's right.
Yes. In the city that smells like urine.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, some regular guests, we hope.
Good.
Some, like, basketball guests like Bobby Knight.
That would be wonderful.
And every day next week, we're giving away a trip a day to Las Vegas. We'll give away
Ooh.
The very first trip on Monday's episode. And, again, if you want to come down and be part of the show, we're at the Hilton Riverside, which is the NCAA headquarters, secret handshake,
right.
Something like that. I don't know. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
A couple of fairly big-named actors will be joining the cast with The Sopranos. Steve Buscemi.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Tony.
That's a good pull. I like Steve Buscemi.
He was in Fargo, Con Air, and Reservoir Dogs.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
He's in talks with the producers for the upcoming fifth and possibly sixth season of the show. A sixth season seems more likely now that James Gandolfini's gotten a new deal with the network. He's also, or HBO's also signed Oscar-nominated actor Robert Loggia to play a New Jersey mob boss.
Oscar loves Robert Loggia.
Yes, he does. The next few episodes...
Hi, this is Oscar. Oscar, do you love Robert Loggia? I love Robert Loggia. And I want to say hello to my good friend, Charlie Stoffel. Who, Rob, and I heard this morning on Oldies 100. Oscar loves Chicago.
The next new episodes of The Sopranos are scheduled to appear next January, and quoting the actor who plays Polly Walnuts, there'll be a lot of blood this year. That's all you can count on.
Oh, man, that's my kind of Sopranos.
It's a good thing, though.
It's a gangster show, he says, so anyone could get rubbed out.
Rubbed
yeah.
out?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I rubbed one out before the show today.
Yes, you did.
When was the last time that show was on?
A year ago.
So you're talking about 2 years between shows?
Just about, yeah.
And people bust our balls when we take a vacation.
Think about that.
People bust our balls when we take a vacation. And I saw one day we had on the screen when we were going through one of those arguments about the vacation, somebody was actually offering up, well, you guys complain that Sopranos aren't on all the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we got a point.
This is true.
It's a weekly TV show that's on every 2 years.
And, you know, when you're looking at shows of what I think similar quality, you've got your 24s,
right.
Even your CSI Miami and your CSI Las Vegas, I think really we could get it in a quicker production turnaround. And I don't understand why.
We don't like that.
And I think if you need more blood on that show, you should start focusing on Meadows periods.
Oh,
on The Sopranos.
Hey, look at that.
And I'll tell you something that scared me. You mentioned
what?
King of Suck.
How come he didn't flush?
That new Daniel Stern TV show.
Oh.
The awful one where he's a single dad.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I was watching an ad for that this morning. And it said, from the co-creator of King of Queens.
Oh, dear.
It's like, okay, thanks for telling me this is a show I don't want to watch.
Oh, gotta be good.
Like a Mr. Yuck sticker.
Well, among people getting rubbed out could include Polly Walnuts, as his character continues to fight with Christopher, but the tabloids say Christopher's fiance, Adriana, will be the first to go.
Oh, no. Well, too bad. I like Adriana.
She's been talking to the feds, you know.
Yeah.
Are they going to rub her out?
Apparently so.
Ooh, scary.
Yeah.
I've rubbed her out a few times.
I bet you have. Another member of the cast of The Sopranos has been arrested. Richard Maldoni, who plays a fictional capo Albert Barisi, was caught up in a big drug bust in Queens yesterday.
Now, which guy is that? Is that the guy with the glasses?
I don't know.
Is that the guy that was in the final scene last year?
I think he's maybe Patsy Parisi's twin. I don't know. He's somewhere.
He's an obscure character,
he
right?
He is. I went on IMDb this morning and I couldn't find a picture.
Oh, really?
Not okay. Obscure anymore. He was busted along with the son of a real Gambino crime family capo. Maldino, bought some...
Yeah.
Let me try that again. Maldone allegedly bought some of the club drug known as Vitamin K and offered to share it with an undercover cop who'd infiltrated the crew.
Where's my Vitamin K?
What is Vitamin K?
What's my Vitamin K?
Ketamine. I don't remember. I think it's a pet tranquilizer.
Oh, try to pretend you're ignorant.
Okay. But police say the drug ring also dealt in crystal meth, ecstasy, cocaine, marijuana, Vicodin, steroids, and Valium.
Where's my ecstasy?
They had nicknamed ecstasy cookies and cream. Cocaine was called platinum and diamond.
Did you take the ecstasy? The whole tray?
Marijuana was referred to as emeralds.
Free cookies.
Dozens of fans.
Like you don't know about animal tranquilizers, Buzz.
Yeah, come on.
Please. Like you're not the Marlon Perkins of the show.
Like you're not on an animal tranquilizer right now.
Like you're not the Jack Hanna of this show.
He's trained his cats to fake.
Yes. Dozens of fans walked out of a Pearl Jam concert this week after the lead singer stabbed a microphone stand through a mask of President Bush.
That Eddie Vedder, man.
Yes.
He's always making a stand.
He was booed and shouted down Tuesday night as he spoke out against the war and the president.
Do you think Tim Sabian is now taking all the Pearl Jam records off the BYSB?
My God, you know, it's amazing. You had mentioned that yesterday, the way people are reacting to this type of thing.
It was the opening show of the group's new national tour. Later, Vedder told the crowd, quote, just to clarify, we support the troops. We're just confused on how wanting to bring them back safely becomes non-support. We love them. They're not the ones who make foreign policy. Let's hope for the best and speak our opinions.
The whole tray? I made a Pearl Jam concert today.
Yes, you did.
On your bedspread. That's 2:15.
Oh, God.
Right before the show. And, you know, maybe that's why. I think today we had, well, of course, I think every day we have a perfect show.
Yeah.
But today was...
You feel relaxed and centered?
Today could have been a tough show because we didn't have the telephones. Right. We didn't know what guests we were going to have. But maybe the fact that I got my jerk on...
You were relaxed.
Like 45 minutes before the show.
Tranquil.
Just happened to work for me.
I'm going to try that next time.
I'm going to try vitamin K.
I'm going to try it during the show.
No.
As much as some of us would like to position Mariah Carey, a guy already has that job. An anti-Mariah website says she employs a guy whose only job is to get her into the right position every time she's on camera.
You know, I do this joke, and I've done it for a long time, and I'm not going to do it now about the Tommy Mottola, you one-faced bitch.
Right.
But if you look at her videos...
Yeah, it's all the same.
She's always got the one side of her face on the video.
Does this explain it? Does this story explain what the real deal is about that?
It sure does. I know her position.
Okay.
For the record, the website says the position is...
Doggy?
No. Leg nearest camera, straight out. Other leg bent. One arm over a chair or sofa. And breasts pointed directly toward the camera. That's the position.
Well, what about her face, though?
Is the position cowgirl?
Always from the right side.
Cowgirl. I like cowgirl.
Mariah also gets special time.
I know you do.
I do.
I know you do, bastard.
Cowgirl. Yippee-yi. Yo-ki-yay.
Mariah also gets special time to herself when things aren't going well. You know, she had that recent bout of exhaustion.
Right.
PeopleNews.com says after she blew a few short lines for a TV spot, she was ushered into another room by her handlers. They told the producers, Mariah needs Mariah time.
She just blew these lines.
Mariah.
Come here, lines.
In our opinion, the hard drive video recorder is perhaps the greatest toy ever invented. TiVo and its competitor Replay make VCRs seem obsolete. Recently, though, the head of the FCC even said that he loves his and called it a gift from God.
Yeah, there you go.
But none of this is helping sales. The head of the TiVo company says he thinks the prices are the reason the technology just hasn't taken off with the general public.
May I mention something if anybody from the TiVo company happens to be listening
this
right
be
now?
This would be a good time.
And I'm not doing this because I'm a guy that's, you know, like one of those radios red hot.
Mm-hmm.
You want to sell your goddamn product?
What should they do?
Buy some commercials on our show.
Yep. Amen.
We've all got it.
We do.
We all live by it.
We love them.
I mean, I couldn't get through. I can't imagine now what my life was like before I had TiVo.
And I think that's the real effective way to reach audience.
Mm-hmm. Do you know that today, one of the guys that we had, when we had my infected toe out,
right,
was a guy who worked for, what was the product?
Bulova Watch.
Guy works for Bulova Watch. When I had my toe out and the guy with the two sons, the dumb son and the intelligent son.
Right.
We get done with the break and the guy says to Charlie, what is this show? Is this a national show? And Charlie says, yeah. And the guy says, I'm the vice president of Bulova Watches. This is exactly the type of show that I want my clients to be heard of.
That is a direct quote. That is what the guy said.
Nice.
He somehow just became enamored of our nonsense.
So we are, you know, we're surrounded by Westwood One people. Hello? Call TiVo.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Right.
We love to laugh.
Well, the head of TiVo says maybe he'll take a second look when he gives us lower prices in time for the next holiday season.
I don't even care about the prices.
TiVo only has 650,000 subscribers. Replay's owner, meanwhile, has gone bankrupt with only about 100,000 subscribers.
The great thing about Replay or TiVo, no matter
whatever,
TiVo, besides the fact that it records every show that you tell it to without fail, is if, for instance, the other night Letterman had a great piece of a tape of Donald Rumsfeld on Face the Nation or one of those shows, and Donald Rumsfeld was counting down with on his fingers the number of choices left to Iraq. And at one point, he was given the finger.
It's hysterical.
He was given the finger.
Right.
And it was so funny, because they played it very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was so funny that I went back and looked at it again.
And Letterman had actually slowed it down, and then you can slow it down even more. And it's hysterically funny to see it.
And that's what's really good about TiVo. And if you miss a line on a show, you can go back.
Right.
The greatest thing is, I know that...
Even live shows.
They're in the commercials. But this is so true. When the phone rings and I see that it's my mother-in-law, I just hit pause.
That's all you have to do. Live show, you can do
I
that.
Just hit pause. And the great thing about hitting pause on a TiVo is that a lot of times you go back to watching the show, and you know that you're going to be able to skip a commercial.
because you're going to catch up in real time.
Right.
Right.
It's fantastic.
Skip them all.
So buy the goddamn product and buy
radio commercials.
Buy the commercial.
Right.
Thank you. Buzz, we got a break.
Okay, let's do it now.
Okay. No spots for TiVo here.
No.
Not here.
Or Boulevard. Billy, yeah. I guess when we get home, no free TiVos for us either.
Not at all. They're not going to do it.
That's a crime.
Dickheads. And I just said how much I love your product. And Mike loves your product. Buzz loves your product.
I know. And look at this. So what are we getting for it?
Bupkis. And Lisa, how do you like your Betamax, honey?
It's great, she said. She loves it.
It's great.
I taped stuff on audio cassette.
There you go.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
America's favorite coconut-headed MFers, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Question.
Yes.
I was just in the men's room.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Where I ran into Rick Doc Walker.
Good friend of the show.
Hey, Robbie, you got that Brian Mitchell thing? It'd be a good time to plug that. He's going to be there next Wednesday.
Okay.
I'm getting to a point here. Walking down the hall, and Doc Walker used to be a great tight end with the Redskins, says to me, hey, I understand that you're going to be the auctioneer at the B. Mitch thing.
Right.
And I said, yes. And it's the Brian Mitchell 2003 Charity Bash, mm-hmm. The annual Fight for Kids, B. Mitch and friends like Doc Walker, Donovan McNabb, Deuce Staley, Art Monk. This Wednesday, 7 p.m., the Orange Ball on Hungerford Drive in Rockville, Maryland.
All right.
You got to be 21, $50 to get in. Go to BrianMitchellFoundation.org. I will proudly be your auctioneer.
Yeah.
So we're talking about this event, and I'm standing there going number one next to Doc, and I got done, and I said to him, why are there ice cubes in the urinal? And he said, brother, I don't know. He said, you know, I hadn't even looked at that. And I said, hello there, Doc.
Stop it,
Doc. This is your good friend, Rick Doc Walker.
Stop it, man.
Why are there ice cubes in the toilets? And I had not looked. Charlie, have you been in that bathroom, the one that's like...
Well, I mean, I've been in a lot of men's rooms where they have ice in the toilets.
Why?
It cuts down on the smell, on the odor.
But can't you just put, like, one of those cakes?
It's a cheaper alternative to the cakes.
Huh.
Okay.
Interesting.
Johnny Auville.
See, what when you do...
How you doing, cakes?
What you do is you, when you go number one onto the ice...
Yeah.
It immediately dilutes it, and so you've got... You know, the heat is what causes the smell, especially in a city like New Orleans.
The heat is on.
How about that? Did I do good?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
You done good.
It was a good... Pat, no.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Ladies and gentlemen, Patty Heaton is the goodbye girl. She'll play opposite Jeff Daniels in the made-for-TV remake of Neil Simon's 1977 movie. That was Richard Dreyfuss.
God damn. I was telling Mike yesterday, I didn't mention this on the show.
Patty Heaton?
But yes, she was co-hosting with Regis.
You know, I wonder if she's got a Sprint phone.
On the Regis show. And
from Radio Shack.
The very first thing, Mike just got hooked up with the phone.
I'd like to thank the people at Sprint and Radio Shack for my phone. Thank you. It's nice.
Yeah, that's going to piss Frida off because we switched over to Sprint.
Yeah.
Because we were supposed to get a deal.
Really?
But we've never gotten dick from them.
Thank you for supporting Earth Day.
You just got a phone from Sprint.
From Sprint, a wonderful new Sprint phone from the good people at Sprint and Radio Shack. Thank you.
Anyway, the deal, here's the Patty Heaton deal.
Right.
She's on the Regis show. She's like being Kelly Lee.
Right.
And they come out and they sit down together, and he says, hey, everybody, look who it is. It's Raymond's wife. And she looks at him and she goes, Patricia Heaton. And that set the tone.
Wow. She is the turbo bitch. Yeah.
She is Robo-C.
Robo-C.
What about her, Buzz?
Well, she's going to be on that made-for-TV movie I just told you about.
Goodbye, girl.
Now...
Hopefully it's goodbye forever. Wouldn't it be great if the goodbye girl was, like, about a girl who was going to die?
for real.
When you turn 50, your circulation
is Are we idiots or what? Wouldn't it be great if she, like, blew up?
You know, we got up at 5 o'clock this morning to fly halfway across the country to do the show. So who cares if a little truth comes out right now?
Absolutely. Yeah. A little bit.
We'd like Patricia Heaton to be in a movie called The Goodbye Girl, where goodbye means she dies.
I can't get mad at her, though.
Why? Why?
I got a new Sprint phone.
When you turn 50, you're...
How about she's the SARS girl?
SARS girl. Yes, Patty Heaton. Fresh from Hong Kong.
There's a movie. When you turn 50, your circulation's not as good. That's what the publishers of TV Guide have discovered.
Oh, are you?
The TV Guide sales have slipped in recent years because of the newspaper listings, on-screen guides, and, of course, the Internet. So TV Guide is making some changes, including easier-to-read listings, shorter articles, and more focus on TV equipment like big screens, high-def sets, and DVDs.
Good circulation will keep my balls from itching.
I'm happy as long as there's cheers and jeers and that very challenging crossword puzzle every week.
No, keep it. At its peak, the magazine...
God, is that thing tough.
Ooh. At its peak, the magazine sold 8 million newsstand copies a week. Now it's selling fewer than 1 million a week.
Didn't we one time call TV Guide to complain because the crosswords are seriously for retarded people?
Why you complained was that there was, for 50 cents a letter, it would give you the solution before it was published.
Not fair.
And it was like the ghost and Mrs. Blank.
What a deal. Acting has made Hugh Grant famous and very, very rich, but he says he's never liked the work.
I don't really like the work. I like wearing my short pants.
Quoting him,
you're a fancy lad.
I'm a fancy lad. History, I like it correctly.
Quoting him, I kind of hate it. In fact, I hate it quite a lot. All acting, but especially movie acting.
Acting.
Which is why I guess he has a new movie coming out this fall.
Gay queer.
Hugh also tells Vanity Fair he's ready to settle down, get married, and have children.
I can't have children.
Quoting again,
I have a vagina.
I definitely keep open to settling down and breeding.
Short
pants.
Keep open.
Toss my salad.
Hey, if you're one of the people trying to boycott everything French, please do not include French's mustard. The company's put out a news release.
Hey, you know, I feel bad. You're right. Yeah. I feel bad for this company.
You should.
That there are some dopey Americans who think, you know...
They're the same people that probably really dig the product.
Well...
Not the people that are saying they're going to boycott it. I like the yellow kind.
And I don't know
put the yellow kind.
I don't know who I'm stealing this joke from, but somebody told me this joke. I was watching a rerun of, I'll paraphrase, A Family Affair, and man, that Sebastian Cabot, Mr. Freedom, he's fantastic.
They made him change his name.
Yeah.
The company's
not my joke.
French's Mustard has put out a news release begging you not to boycott its products. French's wants you to know that it was just the last name of its founder, R.T. French. French's Mustard was introduced along with the hot dog at the World's Fair here nearly 100 years ago.
What am I going to do now that I can't use the yellow?
Both products were an instant success and became part of America's pastime at baseball parks. The company's still headquartered in New York, and the mustard seeds come from Napa Valley, California. It's an all-American thing.
Buzz, this is totally inside. Is this clock right, or is my watch right?
Well, that clock is right.
That clock is right, then my watch... Okay. Then continue, Buzz.
All right, then I shall. Hey, so much for the stars boycotting the Cannes Film Festival in France. The new Matrix movie will be premiering there. Reloaded is the second in the trilogy. Keanu Reeves returns as the star along with Lawrence Fishburne. And Jada Pinkett Smith joins the cast this time. The 56th annual festival begins in late May.
Now, that is really something that I think we ought to boycott. Yeah. I really hope they do.
Apparently, it's too late, though. Aging actor Michael Douglas says, enough about me, let's talk about me. As if it isn't enough, he has his own website. He's now asking us to vote on his best qualities. Your choices are his looks,
where your penis goes,
his voice, his beliefs, his golf swing, or his sense of humor. Sense of humor is the current leader. It would just about have to be.
How about your finger odor?
Finger odor.
Sharon Osbourne is now reportedly cancer-free. That's what Ozzy says.
Good.
Now that she's gone through months of treatment. The 50-year-old wife of the rock star got colon cancer, and she allowed TV cameras to follow her progress. Quoting Ozzy, she's got no cancer in her body now, they tell me, but there's always a chance of it coming back. She's doing great, but I must confess that I'm still worried about her.
Otherwise, she'd be a goodbye girl.
Why pay cash when you can put it on your Russell Simmons Deaf Comedy card?
Yo, yo, yo.
The showbiz mogul is coming out with his own Visa debit card. He's doing this in cooperation with a company that buys unpaid consumer debts. He says he's doing this for the 48 million Americans who can't open a bank account because they have no cash or just bad credit.
Hi, Joe.
Simmons says he hopes to market the card through word of mouth.
Hey, it's a lady.
And finally, in Seattle, police are investigating the theft of over 300 pairs of women's panties. It's a fairly common crime.
Hey, it's a lady.
It's a common crime, but the panties are usually stolen a few at a time. In Seattle, some guy walked out of a Victoria's Secret with over 300 pairs. Police figure he's either a pervert or an entrepreneur. The price tag on the take, about $5,000. Quoting a cop, if I were the consumer, I'd be leery about undergarments from a disreputable source.
Timothy.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Do I have that stuff here?
Sorry, we're out of time.
I didn't think so. There should be some applause now, Joe.
And Mary Tyler Moore.
And, right, the Mary Tyler Moore thing. The tape says applause on it. It's a cartridge. No, come on. Don't help him out. There it is. And then it's a blue cartridge that has Mary Tyler Moore. Been the way we've been running the end of the show for the last 2 years. Joe, I love you. Remember that it's the door, then the Sammy Davis Jr. cart. Joe, not yet.
Wait.
Not yet, Joe. Not yet. It's the door.
Not yet.
Then the Sammy cart.
Not yet.
Then the bumper. Okay? And on that note, I got it. Okay. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
Have a great weekend. I miss you. I love you, Frida. I love you, Bart. We'll be back Monday live from New Orleans. And now, Joe.
B.M.
Peters.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.